Hey, this is Zep, and on behalf of the guys, Stru, Boomer, and Lukey, we want to thank you for downloading and listening to our podcast of The Ticket Outdoors, brought to you by Mills Fleet Farm. And remember, when nothing's going right, just go fishing.
Safety on the road starts at Mills Fleet Farm. Right now, get a $50 gift card when you buy a set of Roadrunner, Cooper, Uniroyal, Mastercraft, or Starfire tires. Plus, get up to an additional $70 Visa card rebate on select Cooper tires. Need a snack? Dry roasted peanuts are on sale. 2 16-ounce jars, just $3. Power through piles of laundry with Tide Simply Clean or Era 2x Power. Your choice, only $7.88 at Mills Fleet Farm.
We love it!
It's time for Ticket Outdoors on Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
I think people like listening to the music. We should do a poll sometime. I'm afraid that they may like listening to it more than us.
And that's my buddy Joe Giuliano.
Yes, sir, it is. And welcome to Ticket Outdoors. All in studio tonight, but we won't be next Wednesday night. We'll talk about that a little bit. Big show coming to town next weekend.
Northwest Sports Show, baby.
Right. We've got a full house tonight, and we do a lot of interviews on the telephone, of course, for convenience sakes, here at Ticket Outdoors. But a lot of folks in tonight. A full house. They're out in the bleachers right now. The wild card, Steve Struzinski in studio.
Evening,
right to his
everybody.
Left is Boomer and our producer, Mark Lukey, on the microphone tonight.
I had to pretend like I do something because we're getting our picture taken. So
right,
I decided
I
to come in here.
Can we talk about that?
Can we talk about this article that's coming out? Or is it?
Is he sneaking around back there?
He
he's
is.
Lurking. I knew we were in trouble tonight because Dave Orrick has his jacket on, and that means he's working.
Hey, we're all kissing ass to get our pictures in the paper. Dave, you look really good in that suit and tie.
Stru always pins me when I just pull into the radio station. I walk in, he goes, oh, Dave will be in tonight to take some photos. And I didn't do anything with my hair.
All three of us wear our professional Ticket Outdoor shirts every week, and you come out looking like Al. From Home Improvement.
He's a rock star. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Well, it's Brian Zepp, though.
Right.
I mean, we need to wear these shirts so people know who we are, but let's be honest. When Zepp walks in there, it's like, oh, my God, Brian Zepp.
Well, you know what I love about this is we've been ripping off Dave Orrick's stuff out of his articles, and sometimes we give him credit. We've been doing that for a year and a half now, and he's in to do a story on us like we're providing something for him.
We appreciate half the content of the show coming from the Dave Orrick. Thank you, Dave.
Well, what goes around comes around because I helped Dave Orrick a couple of months back, whatever, and I got him the story about the gentleman you affectionately called the handicapped hunter.
I didn't.
Yes, you did. Craig Munson.
Yeah.
And he did a hell of a story about him on the outdoor St. Paul Pioneer Press.
Right. So. Twin Cities, I don't know. It's bookmarked on my computer. What is it, Dave? TwinCities.com. Thank you.
You know what, guys? You know what's pretty cool? I was just down at the Alumacraft plant in St. Peter, and I'm looking at that T-Pro. It's going to be ready for that sturgeon trip coming up. But they asked me, we've got almost over 100 shows under our belt, don't we?
Yes, we do. Yeah, by far. More than that.
So we're going to have to do a special show. So for our listeners out there, go to Facebook.com/TheTicketOutdoors. And if you've got some ideas on what you'd like us to do for a special 100th Ticket Outdoor Show, write us some messages.
Yeah, maybe a couple of stories that we've done that you want to hear, whether it's CJ Slower from the American Idol or the Brandon Johnson.
Right.
A couple of interviews, and we'll have Mark Lukey, our producer, put them all together. And
or if you'd like to corner us in person, we'll be broadcasting live to kick off the Northwest Sports Show.
Yeah, there you go.
7 o'clock, I'll be joining In Progress next Wednesday night, and they usually stick us out somewhere in the common area, D or C or something like that.
Usually now it's out in the main hall, kind of right before you enter. There's a Big Shot Media stage.
We try to always time our commercials when people are flushing the toilet. That's where they're going to put us. That's where they're going to put us at the Northwest Sports Show. We're going to be all set.
Hey, boys, there's some warm temps out there, so I want to throw this out there because I'm not sure we're going to have a lake report tonight because we're kind of in that transition phase of no ice fishing. Be safe out there, folks. You know, I just was out there fishing Leech and Osakis for ice shots and Ice Team University.
Yeah.
And the ice is melting quick, and it's starting to honeycomb. And once that water gets on top of the ice and it melts down into it, when you drill with your auger, what happens is you see that water start to shoot out into the ice. there's not a lot of safe metro lakes out there is what I'm hearing.
No, I've got a buddy that just took off this afternoon, headed for Lake of the Woods for some late ice. And I said the same thing. I'm like, man, tie a rope on. He's like, I got my life vest. I'm like, don't get cocky in March in Minnesota.
Right.
You know, there was one up in Rice last week when I was a truck, went through. But we haven't had freezing temps, not really. Maybe up in Lake of the Woods. It's been getting colder at night, but not. It's thawing temperatures for sure as we make that transition. What are we about a month away from turkey? When are we? No, turkeys are running.
Turkeys, I believe season B is week of April 22nd, because that's when I'm up there. So what is it, the April 15th
season A? Yep.
But I tell you what. You know, the Rainy River, I'm not going to spoil our guest, Jean-Paul Tessier, Lake of the Woods Outdoorsman, is going to be on us in the back half of this show. But the Rainy River's starting to open up, and we're going to have some great conversation for the Rainy River where folks go to chase those prehistoric monster sturgeon and huge walleye.
I'm excited to be talking about some duck hunting. We're going to get into that pretty quick here into the show.
Yeah, we've got John Mulkerberg, who's been around for a long, long time. He just was inducted, I believe, into the Minnesota Waterfowl Association Hall of Fame.
I didn't even know there was a waterfowl hall.
We're going to find out.
So we're going to learn all about that.
I believe that's what it's called. And he's a lifetime White Bear Lake guy, same age as I am, so we have a lot to talk about. But he's been around a long time, and he volunteers forever and ever. So I'm looking forward to talking to John Mulkenberg.
And Eric Hadia is going to be on the show, and he's going to talk a little bit about what's going on at the Northwest Sports Show. All of the folks from Alumacraft, they're going to be there. Plus all those monster trout he's been catching over in the Green Bay, Wisconsin area.
He puts out some cool videos. You should follow Eric Hadia on Facebook. He's doing it.
Two A's, T-A-J.
Yeah.
A. Yep.
And Jason Holmer. Heads up casting for CARES, which is a St. Jude's Children Hospital tournament that involved with Bass Utopia TV. He's been a guest before, hasn't he?
Yeah, we had Jason here before talking about Bass Utopia TV, and I don't know, it may have been the same event about a year ago, it seems.
Yeah.
We'll be talking about that. We got some stuff cooking.
How was your week, Zepper? What did you do this week? What did you accomplish, young man, besides radio? What did you do all week?
Hunting?
I don't think I probably did any more than that. I'm talking about the old man. Want to get out for a snow goose, South Dakota. So my weekend off is Easter. You know, so I'm going to celebrate that out in God's glorious temple in the Dakotas and see if we can find an X spot over there in South Dakota. The migration's a little off from our farm, but it's South Dakota. We have wheels, so we'll just drive to it. And I think we'll end up probably going a little further towards the Missouri River to find an X spot for some snow geese out there. And that season continues well on into April, I know, in South Dakota. Well, and, migrations are just kind of starting to come up and move up now with warmer temperatures.
Cool. Yeah, I was just going to say, I was talking to some of my friends in South Dakota and North Dakota. And you guys remember Tanner Cherney from Devil's Lake? And I talked to him yesterday, and he said he's starting to hear those snow geese start to squawk in their neck of the woods. So your timing might just be perfect.
That's what I'm hoping. I mean, it never works out like that, does it? But I'm looking at the calendar. I see Easter weekend open, and I see the migration and South Dakota. They're on their way up to North Dakota. I think maybe I can sneak in there and get a couple of those.
Sure. What did you do this week?
I did a couple of things.
Besides help me buy a house again.
Yes, I did. Thank you very much.
Rich money, man.
Yep. I had a chance to, my wife and I went, this is kind of fun. Saturday we went to, maybe it was Friday night, went to Treasure Island to see Trace Adkins. He's a country singer, and my favorite song of
I've heard of him.
Yeah, my favorite song of his is She Just Thinks She's Fishing, and it's a video about he and his three-year-old daughter about growing up and all that. So
Just beat up some dude on like a carnival cruise?
Yeah, he did. So he's got to make a lot of money doing a lot of these concerts. We went to see him at Treasure Island, and my gorgeous wife won $170 or so on a poker machine, which was a lot of fun. So that was a free night.
Yeah.
Then Saturday I worked a lot the last couple of days as well, but Saturday went to the University of Minnesota Women's Gophers hockey game, watched them beat Providence out of New York, I believe it was, and that was a lot of fun. So worked and did some grandkid things, and that's about it.
Didn't Trace Adkins have that old country hit? If fingerprints showed up on skin, I wonder whose I'd find on you.
I think so. That was him, yeah. No. I think
sounds
his.
Like a country song.
I think his was, Every time I look out the window, all I see is pain.
That, by the way, is a real lyric.
Really?
From a country song. Also,
I made it up.
I'm not ashamed to be, I'm ashamed to be here, but not ashamed enough to leave.
Oh, that's good.
I remember that. I used to listen to the old country tunes on the tractor back in South Dakota. K-O-K-K. Spell it out. We're in rooster country.
Yeah.
pronounce it. K-O-K-K was country out there.
My favorite.
They only played that old Waylon and Willie stuff.
My favorite line when I was on the roam, when I was in my 19s and 20s and early 20s was, I'd rather spend the night, entire night hugging you than make love to you and go home. Now that could be in a country song, couldn't it?
Yeah, that could be. How's that selfie going
over
there,
Homer? It never worked either.
I'm trying to get a selfie for our social media page. It's just not quite working out here. Facebook /
a lot of bright lights.
Outdoors.
Hey, well, we can move on, guys. We've got a lot of guests. We kind of squeezed an extra one in, so we'll get to our first break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk with John Mulkenberg in the Minnesota Waterfowl Hall of Fame. I'm excited to talk about ducks already.
Golden Gopher Women's Hockey, one of the most dominant hockey teams of all time on 105 The Ticket.
Huge save, Lemieux!
The Gophers look to win their third national championship in 4 years.
Otto shoots, he scores!
Minnesota Golden Gopher Women's Hockey, fighting for the national championship again.
First test is against the Wisconsin Badgers. The NCAA National Semifinals, Friday at 5 p.m.
Score! Minnesota wins!
Women's Golden Gopher Hockey with play-by-play from Dan Hammond on 105 The Ticket.
Safety on the road starts at Mills Fleet Farm. Right now, get a $50 gift card when you buy a set of Roadrunner, Cooper, Uniroyal, Mastercraft, or Starfire tires. Plus, get up to an additional $70 Visa card rebate on select Cooper tires. Need a snack? Dry roasted peanuts are on sale. 2 16-ounce jars, just $3. Power through piles of laundry with Tide Simply Clean or Era 2x Power. Your choice, only $7.88 at Mills Fleet Farm.
If you love the outdoors, then you probably have a truck that you love too. Custom Truck Accessories can help protect your truck from the rigors of outdoor activities. They have custom seat covers and floor mats to protect against the mud and dirt from the field. Toppers and tonneau covers to protect your gear. If you're a truck guy, you'll appreciate the knowledge and experience of the Custom Truck Accessories crew. Visit CustomTruckAccess.com or stop by their store to see what a difference being family-owned can make for you.
Smokes! That's the fourth straight kill shot.
I've been getting in some practice.
Is that a new rifle, too?
Yep. Traded for it. Make that five.
Lakes Trading Company. Buy, sell, trade, and receive expert firearms training. Permit to carry classes are also available at the indoor range. LakesTradingCo.com.
This is a message to all parents. Your kids are leaving. Maybe not today, maybe not next year, but it will happen. They will grow up, get lives, and go. So what can you do right now to enjoy this painfully one-sided relationship? Trap them. That's right, on a boat from Dan's Southside Marine. See, your little self-focused darlings will take one look at that Alumacraft boat, Premier Pontoon, or Stingray Powerboat from Dan's and see cool, fun, and complete and utter awesomeness. You will see quality, experience, and incredible customer service. But best of all, you'll see your kids and make lasting memories before they ditch you and then chuck their education to follow their muse, which will not afford them a boat from Dan's. But you can console them on yours. This just keeps working.
Dan Southside Marina's combined manufacturers rebates with clearance pricing on all remaining 2014 Alumacraft, Premier, and Stingray boats to save you the most money possible. Go to DanSouthsideMarine.com.
We're not going to get our music back here, but you know what? So far, everything else seems to kind of be working. I'm going to try.
Now back to the outdoors.
Winner.
Only on Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
I got a Boomer's mic up last. I keep telling myself that I have dreams about it, but then I forget about it. Welcome back to Ticket Outdoors with the wild card.
Yep.
Strewman.
Yes, sir.
Boomer, Mark Lukey, we've sent him off into the other studio. He just gets so chatty, you know, when you want to interview someone, Mark's just constantly in your way. Isn't he?
Yeah. That's his job. He's
man, I feel some calls are coming out right
not
now.
Not yet.
Some we got ammunition over
I see
there.
A field bag and just not anybody's field bag. Welcome to Ticket Outdoors, John Mulkenberg. Thank you. Oh, right. We've got you on.
Oh.
I know.
Put the headphones on, sir.
Headphones?
I'm a terrible host. Take your time.
Get close to that microphone.
Exactly over there.
well-oiled machine here, boy.
Sorry, no, and John, you take as much time and dig around in that goodie bag as you'd like. John Mulkenberg, welcome to Check It Outdoors. Thanks for coming in tonight.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, I feel like a bag lady at Came Walmart.
You look like the banana man on Captain Kangaroo.
Oh, you remember him.
I do, yeah.
There's a guy telling his date.
Oh, yeah. Now, when you came in, John, to the studio, you handed me Wood Duck Newsgram.
Yes.
I've got it here. It's more than a pamphlet. It's a 17, 18-page little booklet here.
Beautiful newsgram.
I've not seen it. Tell me about it.
The Wood Duck Society was started almost 35 years ago by a gentleman called Dr. Frank Belrose.
Okay.
And at that time in the 70s and 80s, the wood ducks were almost near extinction. The population was down. The reason from the early 1900s on up, they used the feathers for their hats, just like these other birds.
It's a beautiful duck.
Belrose came up. He was actually a federal biologist, waterfowl, almost a scientist, everything else. He came up with the concept of artificial box nesting. So now you see them today, the wood duck houses. They're everywhere.
Yep.
And part of that is from the Wood Duck Society. It's based out of here, out of the Twin Cities. There's almost 1,000 in membership across the United States. We have members even in Australia, New Zealand, even South Africa.
And if I recall right, a pretty good population. One of our highest harvests each year here in Minnesota are wood ducks.
That's right. We ended up, last year they brought up to three now, three drakes and stuff. And that goes to tell you that things like that work. And it's a great program. The Wood Duck Society, we meet once a year. We'll be meeting here the first Saturday of April at the Wargo Nature Center in Centerville, Minnesota. And basically, people come from all over and talk about wood ducks, about, you know, their boxes, nesting. There's a gentleman out in California that has over 2,000 last year jumped out of his box nesting.
And usually
There's about 12 to a nesting, but he has...
Did you say in Minnesota?
No, he's in California, but in Minnesota we have many of them that have 200 to 300 jumps.
Yeah, I want his address.
John, when do those woodies start coming back up? I know we're starting to hear some spring, you know, some snow geese coming up. When do the woodies usually
fall? I just got an email yesterday in southern Minnesota. Some of them are already up on the streamwater, so they'll be coming in the next week or so like that.
Mm-hmm.
And once they get the edges of the lakes, the bigger lakes where the water starts to go, that's when they'll come in.
How do they nest a little bit differently than some of our other ducks? Well, or do they, like gadwalls?
They're cavity nesters, basically, and that means the cavity nesters, you've got that, and hooded mergansers. Now, even buffleheads are finding out that are cavity nesters. They like to go in a dead tree with a hole in it. Well, obviously, that's why they started this artificial nesting, because a lot of these old growth trees are gone now.
Yeah.
So that's why this nesting, but it's such a great program because the kids, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, they build these boxes and they put them up, and now they have these cameras you can put in there, and you can watch the actual mother go in with the eggs. She incubates them for 30 days, and then you watch the always the famous jump where she'll go down and she'll do the peeping, and then they'll jump out all in order like that.
Hey, John, give me a second here. I've got to back you up a little bit. This is John Mulkenberg from White Bear Lake. He's a retired postman, but he's been doing the outdoor stuff his entire life. And I'm going to back you up a little bit because your friend and our friend Dave Warwick said to me, you got to be careful with John. He never shuts up.
That's true. We'll get along just fine.
He never shuts up. Anyway,
let's have him share a microphone.
Let's start from the beginning, John. You were just inducted into the Minnesota Waterfowl Association Hall of Fame, I believe. What is that all about? And tell us about your background, because you have one hell of a repertoire. You do. Be proud of yourself.
Well, thank you. It was an honor indeed for me. 3 weeks ago, I was inducted in the Minnesota Waterfowl Hall of Fame, and that's been around for about 6 years. And basically, what it is people that are inducted into it are people that are so passionate about waterfowl.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
And there's many of these names that you've heard of. Les Kuba. Jimmy Robinson that started Ducks Unlimited.
Yeah.
Bell from the Bell Museum Delta. Some of the artists that you know of, David Moss.
Oh, yeah.
Dick Playshart went in with me. Ron Scherer went in.
Okay.
So there's a lot of people. And in it, it's just basically an honor to me to do that, to be into the Hall of Fame. And there's a museum at the Minnesota Waterfowl office in Hopkins, and they have all the pictures and everything about it.
Is the criteria to get into the Waterfowl Hall of Fame here in Minnesota, is it pretty relative? Is there a vote, or are there certain criteria that you have to meet beyond having a passion?
Right. There is there's a group made up of about 5 to 6 people, and they're statewide. Some are with the DNR, some are with the Federal Wildlife Service, some are artists, some are this, some are that, some are in sales and stuff, and they meet and then they pick. They must have a list of, oh my gosh, over 100 people. That, because there's a lot of passionate people that want to
do it. Like half off at Applebee's or anything? Or come with
Tim's
a membership
card? 10-cent cup of coffee.
Something for crying
out. I go in there and tell them just put it on my bill. But
bill this to the waterfall.
Yeah, it's the waterfall. But yeah, it was a really a wonderful experience. And I got such a big head from that. Now I'm getting another big head because in 2 weeks I'm... I don't know if I should say this, but I'm Scoop Outdoor Minnesota.
Hell, if you don't know, we don't know.
I forgot it. The magazine, Outdoor News.
Yeah.
A Man of the Year for 2015.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, big hey, shot. Jeez.
So, you heard it first here.
I see. Yeah. Hey, Dave. John, I know you're. This is wonderful. We're proud of you, and thanks for being on the air. We're talking to John Mulkenberg, and I know your passion right now is wood ducks. But talk about a little bit about you don't hunt as much as you used to because you're so involved in giving back to the kids and training programs. And let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, we do a lot of programs, and when I was 8 years old, 1959, my brothers took me hunting. My dad never hunted, so I shot a duck in Onamia. And then in 69, when I graduated from high school, no geese around here. So we drove, three of us, in an old station wagon all the way up to the Paz, Manitoba, 1,000 miles up. We saw geese.
Yeah.
And I actually called them in with this old 77 call. I couldn't believe it. I went in the Navy for 4 years. I thought maybe I'd put some decoys out in Mediterranean, but they wouldn't let me. Yeah. On an aircraft carrier, they wouldn't let me. It was like high up there. But I got out, and then I started trying to get into competition with calling, and there's not many people in Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan that were good callers. The reason? We have properties and public lands all over. Go south, you won't find it. Go to California, you won't find it. We are so fortunate. But I just wanted to learn more how to call, so I started about... seven or eight guys got their names together in 1987, 1990. We went with the state of Minnesota as a nonprofit, and we had almost 3,000 in membership, one of the largest in the United States. We traveled all over the Midwest putting on contests, calling exhibitions, things like that. I went to high school a lot in biology classes, taught about conservation and calling. Wonderful time. One of the best times was...
When you started doing this, was this all pretty new to a lot of people? Oh. Conservation, I know, over the years. But, I mean, you go back to the 80s, conservation was something... they're really passionate. We call them kooks would be involved. We didn't need conservation. We had a lot of everything, it seemed, at the time. But calling also was, a couple of guys called, maybe, and they usually bothered you more than anything else. What kind of reception were you getting back then?
Not too good. At Game Fair, we'd bring out some calls, and we're getting a lot more and more calls in the early 90s from down south that were good duck calls, very good goose calls from southern Illinois. But the old-timers, and they're used to bring out a call the day before they go hunting, toot on it, so that's good enough. And if it worked for them, it worked for them.
Yeah.
Like one guy says, what's the best decoy? I said, the one that brings in the birds.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
And then again, the best... tool for conservation is a person that doesn't know how to blow a duck call because it'll scare everything away. So, it goes that way, too.
That's changed, obviously. Oh. I mean, duck calling, as everybody's doing it on their way to work now, and there are tournaments, there are competitions. It's they have TV shows now for duck call. Right.
But you even think about duck calling, to your point, Zep, how it's grown here in Minnesota. You look at Game Fair, and now they have the $10,000 duck and goose calling championship. And years back was when my mother was a taxidermist, I always went to Game Fair. They didn't have that. And now that's a pretty big draw at Game Fair. I mean, they get quite a few participants that are pretty good. And some of those folks that go through it, like I think one kid's name is Nick Johnson. Yes. I remember I emceed it. I mean, he's like, he
compelled. Yeah. John, you sort of have to feel like a godfather a bit in that respect. Like, you introduced it, you brought it, your passion. You handed it off, you passed it off to other people in generations now. Just assume that everybody was always duck calling.
You know, it's funny you should bring up Nick because I've known him since he was eight. And now he just won the Burlington, Iowa, the Burlington Upper Mississippi Valley calling contest. And yes, he goes to the Worlds in Stuttgart. It's $10,000 first place. Yes. 2010, I judged the World's Goose in Maryland at the Waterfall Festival. Beautiful time down there. They flew me in, you know, car, the whole bit. But what a thing to have these guys get in there and call. And you as a judge, and you listen to them, and there's five judges. You can't see the contestant there and there, and they're numbered, and they're calling away. And then they come up with a winner, and the guy walks off with $10,000.
Wow. But, John, you were talking about, I read your article in the White Bear Press, of which I'm a big fan because I'm local in the area there and read it all the time and participated in advertising as well. But you used to do a lot of training. You had a lot of classes for calling, but that has kind of gone to the wayside just because of the internet, right?
That's right. About 5 years ago, I stepped down as president, and a good friend of mine took over, and he said it was getting more difficult because the kids can go on internet, and find a good... for a caller. And
I was looking on YouTube last year at some calls, some feeder calls, yeah. And I was listening to some different ones. It is, you know, it's there. You've got literally 100 of them will, you know, instruct you through each different call.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Quite a variety.
I teach at Woody Camp, and Woody Camp is a 30-year-old program from Minnesota Waterfowl. It's a week-long program out in western Minnesota, and what a wonderful program that is. It's 50 kids that go through a week-long of camp of everything and anything waterfowl A to Z, and they learn ecology, they learn shooting, everything. And I'm there to teach them duck and goose calling. And the fact we've got two other guys there, I teach the history because I don't want these kids to forget some of the history that we have.
Well, you're not going to get anything close to that on YouTube.
No.
I mean, that's why. And you know what's so funny? Kids years ago come up to you and say, "John, do you remember me? I was at Woody Camp," and it's really nice to see something like
Where's that camp at?
It's at Fergus Falls. It's at the Prairie Land Nature Center, right off of 94, just before you go in there. And it's a week-long camp. You can go to it if you're 13, 14, 15 years of age. Just contact Minnesota Waterfowl. Google Minnesota Waterfowl. It'll come up. Click on Woody Camp, and it tells you all about it. And the beauty of it is it's almost $500 a student. They don't pay a thing. It comes through organizations. Now, we have our banquet in about 3 weeks for Minnesota Waterfowl, East Metro Chapter in the St. Paul. All that money goes in to send these kids to these classes, and it's just a great program.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, it passes that heritage along. How has duck calling changed? You know, people talk about the waterfowl getting smaller.
Yeah.
A lot more calls than we used to have. I mean, it seemed like 15 years ago there was a call or two. Now, what is there, a dozen different calls it seems like are doing?
We had, two people that actually made calls in Minnesota years ago. And the older guys, we even had some, because I collect a lot of historical calls, but now there's so many people. The kids can go in their high school class and wood shop and come out with some beautiful, not just a wooden call, but acrylic with everything on it. And the sounds that they get, all they need to do is put in a different, the guts and things, guts by, I mean, the reed, sounding board and everything else. And it just sounds wonderful. And some of these kids are actually, it's tough to sell duck calls. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, you know what's amazing about it, Zep, to your point, you know, when I still go out with Dad, there's the old hail calls that Dad used to have,
right.
And now I've got a Woody call. I've got a call for, you know, doing the loudmaker. I've got a call that I sound better doing the feed call. It's just absolutely amazing the variety of calls that you can find out there.
Some of these guys walk in or jump in the boat, and they've got, you know, they're jingling and jangling.
Right.
They've got
right.
15 calls hanging.
Right, and it's... you know, whatever works, I guess. And when we have a blind out in by Grant, Minnesota, by Stillwater, and we have everybody and anybody come in there. It's great for the older people that have the walkers or something.
Yeah.
And they bring their calls, and everybody just calls, and it's a good time. I am right now. I'm kind of there's so many different calls out there, but I have right now. I'm kind of repping for this guy.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever
Holy,
seen
it. Holy, look at that art. Yeah.
No, but we're going to have you do a competition with Boomer after
break
here.
I'll tell you what, let's try this, guys. We're speaking with John Mulkenberg, a White Bear native, Minnesota Waterfowl Hall of Fame inductee, a passionate duck hunter, and we've got more to talk with John about, and we're going to get into that field bag and that beautiful briefcase he just brought in. When we come back with Ticket Outdoors.
From pro to college to high school, we've got it all covered.
He's shot down every screamer who's been crowing that he's washed up, that he's busted up, and that he should hang them up. He's not going to do it.
Passionate sports talk on your sports station, 105 The Ticket.
Boomer here from The Ticket Outdoors and my friends at Alumacraft Boats, the official boat sponsor of The Ticket Outdoors. Even though the temps are cold and you guys know I love to talk about ice fishing, right now is an awesome time to buy a new boat because Alumacraft is featuring their annual Alumacash promotion. Get instant rebates of up to $1,600 to use as a down payment or subtract from the sale price. See your local dealer and find out why Minnesota's Alumacraft is the best deal on the water.
This is a message to all parents. Your kids are leaving. Maybe not today, maybe not next year, but it will happen. They will grow up, get lives, and go. So what can you do right now to enjoy this painfully one-sided relationship? Trap them. That's right, on a boat from Dan's Southside Marine. See, your little self-focused darlings will take one look at that Alumacraft boat, Premier Pontoon, or Stingray Powerboat from Dan's and see cool, fun, and complete and utter awesomeness. You will see quality, experience, and incredible customer service. But best of all, you'll see your kids and make lasting memories before they ditch you then chuck their education to follow their muse, which will not afford them a boat from Dan's. But you can console them on yours. This just keeps working.
Dan's Southside Marine's combined manufacturers rebates with clearance pricing on all remaining 2014 Alumacraft, Premier, and Stingray boats to save you the most money possible. Go to DansSouthsideMarine.com.
Safety on the road starts at Mills Fleet Farm. Right now, get a $50 gift card when you buy a set of Roadrunner, Cooper, Uniroyal, Mastercraft, or Starfire tires. Plus, get up to an additional $70 Visa card rebate on select Cooper tires. Need a snack? Dry roasted peanuts are on sale. 2 16-ounce jars, just $3. Power through piles of laundry with Tide Simply Clean or Era 2x Power. Your choice, only $7.88 at Mills Fleet Farm. We love
it. Superstar here for Minnesota's own freemortgageadvice.com. Got questions? Not sure if you're getting the best deal? Stop the overanalysis mortgage paralysis and put the ball in the hands of local pros. Go to freemortgageadvice.com, fill out a quick form, and get a response the next day. For home loans, refinancing, or even reverse mortgages, these guys know their stuff. So go to freemortgageadvice.com and tell them the superstar Mike Morris sent you. Brought to you by Granite Mortgage Company, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 285381, licensed mortgage originator in the great state of Minnesota.
Now back to Ticket Outdoors, only on Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
Nice call. Oh, just missed. I was trying to get turned up for that call right there. There it is. There's Boomer. He's got his mallard. He's got his greenie. You know, this is a perfect example, and we talk about this all the time on Ticket Outdoors. The show doesn't stop.
Wow.
As our sponsors bring you some messages.
This is a wow.
That's amazing.
We could have just recorded that and then just run it now. We'll see if we can recreate it. John Mulkenberg, White Bear Lake, Minnesota Waterfowl Hall of Fame inductee. And he's got another big honor coming up in a couple of weeks, and I don't remember what that is.
Outdoor News Man of the Year.
Outdoor News Man of the Year. That's right.
Man of the Year.
Kind of a big shot. Waterfowl conservation leader. And just talking about his career, how he got started, how he brought duck calling and conservation to young Minnesotans and to old Minnesotans and to Minnesota in general over the years. Now, John, as we were at break and everybody was going nuts like kids on Christmas morning around here because you opened that beautiful briefcase, tell us what you have in there.
Well, what I have is actually the, there's one, two, three, about six heads from the actual skulls of a species of a waterfowl.
Now, when you say actual skulls,
they took them and made them into a mold, and from the mold, then he injects the resin.
Right.
And so he's using those molds and stuff.
And we'll get those photos up on our. Boomer's already over there doing his digital thing.
Yeah, that's Boomer.
They're coming right now.
Because you've got to see them. They're really like works of art because it's not a typical duck call. It's the actual head of, you know, whether it be the mallard, or you've even got one in there that's a pheasant ringneck.
Right, and the wood duck is so beautiful.
The wood duck, yes.
And what you hit on is just that they are beautiful. And when he first sold them,
I used to take that in the field almost.
That's what nobody wanted to do.
Hey, they sound so beautiful.
These are absolute works of art. Brian, you turn around.
Yeah.
Don't face John. You turn around.
All right.
And John, I've never duck hunted in my life. That's why I'm doing the Ticket Outdoors Hunting and Fishing Show. I want you to make a call, any one of these calls you want, and Boomer and Zepp are going to guess what you're trying to call.
They'll have to decide if it's like a feeder call or
okay.
Or something.
Sure
I don't know
they
those.
They can guess what time with like this.
Whatever you want, yeah.
Is that the...
What duck?
Is that the Woody?
That's
the
Woody.
What
duck?
The high pitch.
Well, I got some smart guys here.
That's true, getting kicked in the balls.
That's a snow goose. That's a
snow goose. Yeah.
Snow goose. Actually, that was a swan.
Oh, that's the swan.
Now,
right.
Can you shoot a swan? I didn't know that.
You can get a tag for him in Dakota.
If it sounds like that, you can.
No.
This is going to sound like a bunch of geese, but here we go. Try this one. Tell me what kind of goose this is.
A bunch of geese.
Honkers?
No, that sounds like a hutch goose.
That's right. They're high-pitched. That's what snow geese.
Wow.
That's a small little high.
Actually, two calls here that we put in and out.
Yeah.
And it sounds like a whole series of different types of
geese. Okay, do the one wrapped in cob. I'll guess that one.
The wrapped in cob. Wait a minute. How about this one? We'll see if he gets this one.
No peeking, Zep. Sounds like a hungover mallard.
You're right.
Just a mallard.
Turn around if you see this one. That's
huge.
That's that 32-pound Drake mallard from Manitoba.
I've seen something like that in a video before.
All right, John.
A bull mallard.
As a favor to me, John, one more call. All right, turn around, John. Right. Turn around, Zepp and Boomer.
All right.
I want you to make this call. And it sounds like Brian Zepp at 11 o'clock at a bar calling in some good-looking blonde. What would it sound like?
Okay, here's what it sounds like.
Cigarettes.
Let me start out.
What would it sound like?
Let me start out with the call, and then we'll put the finishing touches so we can bring it ready.
All right.
Okay, here we go.
He's ready. Zepp's ready. He scored.
Here he goes. He's putting in final. All right. He came in on time.
The train has docked. Well, the engine is in the station.
Note to self, I'm never going duck hunting with you. I look like an idiot on the call.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know what the thing of it is? We laugh so hard. I used to use this at Game Fair all the time, and we do the calling part of it, and somebody we'd have say, oh, somebody set up next to you, and I do the whole deal with... Then I do the loon calls, you know, then at the end we'd say, this guy doesn't want to leave because he says we're so good at callers. Then you bring this out.
Yeah.
The guy's gone with his boat, no time flat.
That sends a packet. Now tell us again in this briefcase here. You had a little story about the guy, which you don't have to share.
Yes.
But please, I'd love to tip our listeners. Is there a website that they can go and check these out?
There is a website, but it yet is not yet up. It's called 3Ws. And Dan Walton is the guy that put this all together, and he's a genius. There's no doubt about it. He's done so many other things besides that. But once again, you hit it on before. There's so many duck calls out there, and he was trying to sell it as a good, great call for duck hunting. But they're so beautiful. You guys see them.
I'd
hate to fall over and leave it in the lake or something like that.
Right.
So what he's doing now is making more of an artist type thing, a novelty type thing.
Yeah,
And I kind of liken him to I'm his rep for him. I've been for a while, but. We've got a new, like I said, new
you're
management.
You're a duck calling pimp, is what you are.
Well, I travel all over to Hayward for every bar and everything. Yeah. And he's trying to sell them for the guy. But the thing of it is, it's kind of like you look at a Redland or a Van Gilder or some artwork on the wall. This, to me, is like art.
Oh, you know, it is.
And he's got actual stands that it sits on. So
you know who he would sell those to? People that want to buy a gift. For, you know, because we, you know, all of our family members know that we're crazy about duck hunting, but the last thing they're going to do is buy us a call or a piece of equipment or a blind or any decoys, and we don't really want them to be honest with you, except for something
exactly.
like that.
Exactly. They know that
if they give that to you, that you're going to love it and cherish it. You might use it. You might put it on the mantle, but that kind of is a gift thing.
Yes, that's exactly. And that was the problem because it's trying to find that niche.
Right.
You know, of people. I think once we get in with the Audubon Society, who are, you know, really bird people a lot, and a lot of other different organizations and stuff, I think. But your average, like, duck caller or somebody like that, they like them. I mean, I've had them with me in Burlington and Peoria
and
all over the...
They're a little larger than maybe your average duck call.
You're going to be more of a collector for the fanatic, the diehard.
Yep.
Right.
You know, on that...
They have a great sound, however.
They do sound pretty good. John, what do you, you know, speaking about getting, let's talk about getting people into the sport of duck hunting.
Right.
Now, I've heard a lot of different reports as far as the average age of a waterfowl hunter. I'm a pretty much a diehard hunter. I remember back in the days and before Sophia and stuff, when I was having her, that I was out in the field 60-something days in Missouri, just die hard, right?
Right.
But the average age of a waterfowl hunter right now is between 50 and 60 years old, is what I'm hearing in the state. We're getting an older age out there. What can we do to encourage duck hunting to the younger generation?
Well, for one thing, we'd like to get Minnesota lakes of water just like the Dakotas, but that's hard to do. But they're trying, you know, with buffers and everything else. But also places to hunt. You know, we have a lot of walk-ins, a lot of wildlife areas that they can hunt, but a lot of them are further away from the Twin Cities.
Yeah, yes.
And the Twin Cities is really the brunt of where most of the hunters
are.
Right, yeah. So we're trying to find areas in say, 100 or even 75-mile radius of the Twin Cities, that would be great. If a guy could just take his son or daughter, because a lot of guys take their daughters and hunting with them, and just at a safe environment where they can actually, he could be there with the gun and stuff and with the kids, and they might actually see something. That would really...
You know, when I go out to public lands, like, say, down in Scott County, and you say there's, you know, the duck hunters are aging, it doesn't seem like that to me in the metro, because if you're hunting public lands, it seems like you're always fighting for a blind, or you're getting out there and getting set up a couple hours before sunlight when you can start putting out some decoys. It seems like there's always kind of a fight, and then there's that public land thing, and you know, so as far as public lands go, I know you can only have so many in the metro. That makes sense.
Right.
But, boy, it doesn't seem like there's a shortage of duck hunters here in the metro.
Yeah, that's for sure. Stu?
Well, I was going to tell you that I might have mentioned this last fall or something, but my son Mike is an avid duck hunter and goose hunter and fisherman and everything else in the outdoors. But I've got a couple of granddaughters, 10 of them right now, but... Allie is 11 and pretty soon 11, and Amberlee is 8. And 2 years ago, Mike took Allie, pheasant or goose hunting on some property we own in Lionel Lakes.
Yeah.
Catch her up at 3:30 in the morning. She's 7 years old, whatever.
They love
that. And she's thinking, what the hell is all this? They get her out there, bring the two dogs, but he made it fun for them. They cooked out. They had a lot of fun. They did different things.
Wonderful.
They got a couple of birds, but when things were slow, they stopped, you know, they cooked hamburgers on the grill. They had an absolute wonderful time.
That is great.
And now he's a member of Wild Wings in Hugo, and she is absolutely hooked with the outdoors. And I think that's what you got to do.
Yeah, you know, and when you bring kids into it, it's been my experience. And my dad was the sun up to sundown guy. And I'll be honest with you, it was just some days, and he'd bring an apple. You know, and some days you'd just be like, oh, I just want to. Yeah. Dad, we're going hunting tomorrow. And some days I was like, oh, no, I just want to, you know, I think I had a stomachache at lunch. But not that that would help me sometimes. But you're right, you know, bringing them out, getting them a taste of it. But maybe it doesn't have to be hardcore, you know, sun up to sundown kind of things time.
We only have a couple of more minutes with John Molkeberg from Wiper Lake. He's a recent inductee into the Minnesota Waterfowl Association Hall of Fame. This guy is what waterfowl hunting is all about. Without guys like you, John, I'm not trying to kiss your backside because it's too goddamn big. I don't want to get it. But you are the kind of guy that we need to keep this thing going. Now, talking about passion, let's talk about this before we head out of here. You are in the process right now of raising money to convert the decommissioned USS John F. Kennedy into a museum off the coast of Rhode Island. Please talk about that.
That's right. I was on the Kennedy. It was an aircraft carrier, and I was on there from 1970 to 74. Largest ship at that time in the world. It was just amazing. Here's a kid from Minnesota, never seen the ocean.
Yeah,
you're on a ship like that. And we ended up, twice we were supposed to go to Vietnam, but twice we ended up a year and a month off of the coast of Israel for the Syrian-Jordanian war, and then back again we went for the Yom Kippur war. The ship has a lot of history, and you know what, you guys, there was a Saratoga, the Forrestal history there. I just wish they could do like they had in San Diego, like they have in Charleston, where they take an aircraft carrier, put it there, make it into a museum. People, the Midway is the number one museum in San Diego now. It beats out the zoo because they have all kinds of weddings, you name it. Rock bands come on there. They have Boy Scouts stay overnight on there. It's a huge thing. It encompasses thousands of people on there. That's what they're going to do with the Kennedy in Rhode Island, which is only 40 miles from Boston, which is a fitting place for the Kennedy because being from the Boston area.
Of course.
In 2 years, we hope to have it. They've raised $12 million. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is.
But they have to refurbish that whole ship. Plus, they have to build this huge brick harbor type against the... if you have a... hurricanes.
Yep.
We always went out to sea. You can't do that when you're stationary like that. So they have to build a seawall for that, and then it's going to, hopefully in 2 years, it's going to...
A ship that size moving around in a storm on the shore would just be wreak havoc and destruction
it
and
really
not be
would.
Good for the boat.
Yeah. It would. And that's why if anybody listening knows somebody on the USS John F. Kennedy that was on that ship during this 40 years, please just go to WWSSJFK and it'll come up and it'll tell you all about it.
I'm never surprised anymore, but I like to get out and do a lot of veteran gigs and here in Minnesota. And I remember it took me by surprise when I first got here. Maybe it's all the lakes. I'm from South Dakota. Is how many you Army guys? Oh, there's a few. The Marines, sure, a few of those guys. Air Force, there's a couple over there. Then you go Navy, and half the room would stand up. Of all these, I mean, when talking World War II, to Vietnam, to more current conflicts. This state just has a rich history of Navy, I've learned.
And
so
that's
there
weird,
must be somebody out there listening that goes, hey, Gramps or Uncle, which one did you serve on? I bet you get a Kennedy somewhere along the line.
I hope we do. And in 2 years, we're going to enjoy it.
Many, many years ago, my wife and I had a chance to go to two golfing down in South Carolina. Where the hell
Gulf
is
of Mexico? Yeah, South Carolina.
All the Charleston?
Turtle.
All the great golf courses down there. My wife is shaking
Turtle
her head right
head
now.
Or something like
that. Yeah, Hilton Head. And we had a chance
Turtle
to go head. To Charleston, South Carolina.
Something with Turtle.
Yorktown.
And we went, we toured the USS Yorktown.
Yes.
The USS Yorktown. And the reason we did that is because my brother John served on the USS Yorktown. And that was the, he was in charge of welcoming the astronauts as they came onto the ship.
Wow.
My brother John was
pretty
a chief
cool.
warrant officer, and they had the capsule, the space capsule, still on the ship there. And it's small. It's not that big, but it was very, very interesting, and it's a memory that I'll never forget. And that kind of history goes away as we get older.
Yeah.
You know, in 10, 20, 30 years, World War II and Korean War is a million years away. It's hard. We gotta keep that stuff there.
Sure.
But seeing the USS Yorktown was a something I'll never, ever, ever forget.
I wish we could have one up in Duluth. Wouldn't it be neat you guys to have a big naval ship up there? I mean, just to show of what happened to history. Because you can't forget history.
Plus,
we can't leave history.
For people that haven't had a chance to get out to Virginia or somewhere and see these massive ships before, I mean, I was an Army guy. First time I saw one, my jaw dropped. I can't even imagine. They're so massive and impressive and huge. That floated on the water. Wow.
Have we got 2 minutes?
We have 2 minutes. Okay, but I'm going to bogart John for, I just want to talk a little more duck hunting, just more current affairs, but go ahead.
It's John's show.
Screw both of you.
John,
what's your opinion on early teal season in the state of Minnesota? Come on, let's get to some good stuff.
I sat on three consoles. I've been to meetings with, and be honest with you, after the person who I'm saying, I won't say his name, but did the program on teal, we all voted no.
Yeah.
And the reason why is we're waiting for Wisconsin to come in from this year with their teal season, but down south, they have a mistake bird. You don't hear much about that, do you? So if you shoot, if you shoot a wood duck and say, I thought it was a teal, they let it go.
I hunted in Missouri, and I didn't even know that. Really?
Yeah, this is in Louisiana now, and other states down there have the teal season. So we're kind of looking at that and seeing. And besides that, if you know that Minnesota has over, in our yearly bag, almost 35% of it is teal. So we do get a lot of them that come in at the beginning, and then they leave. But I know what you mean. It's a catch-22.
Some of us hunters getting out in that third weekend, September 26th, whatever it is this year, feel like the teal most have moved out by then.
Right, but let's see what Wisconsin happens. That's what I want to see. They did it there this year, and we'll see what they chose for them. But, you know, it would be when a guy shoots something else, you got to know your birds and stuff.
That half hour before dawn to transition, that's when a lot of mistakes are made.
And you know, as a duck hunter, and earlier the mallards don't have their phases yet, they're full green, and it's difficult, you know. But that's my thought, and it's just mine, so it's nobody else's.
Since we know you now live in White Bear Lake, we're gonna send Strew to pick you up on his way in again, because we've got a lot more to talk John Mulkenberger about.
Thanks, John.
Minnesota Waterfowl Hall of Fame inductee, Outdoor News Man of the Year coming up in a couple of weeks. Congratulations on that. Wood Duck Newsgram. We'll get some websites, and when your friend has more information about those beautiful duck calls and how to get them, we got to have you back on the show.
And here's some stuff on Woody Camp. And don't forget, anybody interested, go to MWA East Metro Chapter. We're having our banquet, and like I said, all that funding goes to Woody Camp, the Young Waterfowlers Program. They also, MWA has a federal duck stamp program for youth. The winner of that goes to the Nationals. Wonderful programs. That's what you said. Get the kids involved. Everybody take a kid.
That's wonderful.
Thank you for your passion, John, and bringing it to Ticket Outdoors. Fellas, when we come back, Jason Homer, we're talking about casting for...
You're not touching a call in the blinds.
How was that?
Want to follow your basketball bracket but don't want the boss to catch you watching? Tune in to 105 The Ticket on Thursday and Friday for live coverage of the NCAA tournament.
Tyus Jones on the drive, left side baseline, all the way to the rim. We're tied at 81.
Shot blocked by Kaminsky inside.
Three in the left corner is good. Aaron Harrison.
We'll have all the office time games starting Thursday at 11 a.m.
The alley-oop and a two-handed stump by Landon Lucas.
The NCAA National Basketball Championships. Hear your brackets bust on Sports Radio 105 The Ticket.
Safety on the road starts at Mills Fleet Farm. Right now, get a $50 gift card when you buy a set of Roadrunner, Cooper, Uniroyal, Mastercraft, or Starfire tires. Plus, get up to an additional $70 Visa card rebate on select Cooper tires. Need a snack? Dry roasted peanuts are on sale. Two 16-ounce jars, just $3. Power through piles of laundry with Tide Simply Clean or Era 2x Power. Your choice, only $7.88 at Mills Fleet Farm.
This is a message to all parents. Your kids are leaving. Maybe not today, maybe not next year, but it will happen. They'll grow up, get lives, and go. So what can you do right now to enjoy this painfully one-sided relationship? Trap them. That's right, on a boat from Dan's Southside Marine. See, your little self-focused darlings will take one look at that Alumacraft boat, Premier Pontoon, or Stingray Powerboat from Dan's and see cool, fun, and complete and utter awesomeness. You will see quality, experience, and incredible customer service. But best of all, you'll see your kids and make lasting memories before they ditch you and then chuck their education to follow their muse, which will not afford them a boat from Dan's. But you can console them on yours. This just keeps working.
Dan Southside Marina's combined manufacturers rebates with clearance pricing on all remaining 2014 Alumacraft, Premier, and Stingray boats to save you the most money possible. Go to DanSouthsideMarine.com.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. 10 million square feet of flooring must be reduced. That means it's your chance to get laminate for 48% off, like our thickest and best 12 millimeter with attached pad for $149. Bamboo for 33% off, like hand-scraped bamboo for $199, the lowest price of the season. Pre-finished hardwood for 38% off, like hand-scraped hickory and other hardwood styles for $299. Plus, more deals from 49 cents and no interest until 2017. The end of quarter clearance sale is going on now. Visit Lumber Liquidators.com to find a store near you.
Easy, you're on the freeway.
Sorry, I've never driven a car before.
What? Back at the dealership, you knew exactly what you were doing.
Oh, I know I'm an excellent candidate for a car loan. I pulled an 809 FICO score at Experian.com. I've just never been behind the wheel.
You know how to buy a car, but you've never driven one?
Pretty much. So, if I buy this bad boy, I'm going to need you to throw in some driving lessons.
Get your credit swagger on. Become a member of Experian Credit Tracker and find out your FICO score powered by Experian. FICO scores are used in 90% of credit decisions.
Now back to Ticket Outdoors, only on Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
Hey, just a reminder, everybody, safety on the road starts at Mills Fleet Farm with a new set of tires. Fleet Farm carries all the best brands. Michelin, BF Goodrich, Cooper, Roadrunner, many more headed back into the field for some turkey hunting, whatever we got coming up. Fishing, pulling, boats need new tires. Screw, what do you got, man?
I'm a Fleet Farm fan. That's all there is to it.
I love Fleet Farm.
Hey, next week at the Minneapolis Convention Center, we're going to be there March 25th. Oh, no, it's there March 25th and 29th. Yeah. We're going to be there as well.
For the kickoff.
Yeah. It's a Northwest Sports Show. Join the Ticket Outdoors for a special broadcast at our usual time. 7 to 9 next Wednesday, we'll be at the Northwest Sports Show, Minneapolis Convention Center, live from the Convention Center. More information, go to Northwest Sports Show. Visit NorthwestSportsShow.com. We're going to be there next week. I'm looking forward to that.
We're going to do a two-hour broadcast. And then for our listeners, if anyone wants to talk some open water, I'm jacked. You're going to find me at the Alumacraft booth with some other Alumacrafters basically all Wednesday through Sunday. Yeah, we're going to have Aaron Weeb from Uncut Angling, but we'll get into that when Eric Hadia jumps on, so we don't want to steal some time. Stru, what do you want?
Hey, before we get to Jason Homer from Casting for the Cure, is that what it is?
Right? Casting for Cures.
Casting for Cures. We'll talk to him in a couple of seconds, but I got this yesterday from someone. about gun control and all that. And everyone, some people are for gun control.
Now I've got to stand about, up.
No.
All right.
But this is a true story. You guys might have seen it.
As long as you're not talking about
wolves. No. This happened in Butte, Montana. This actually happened.
When you shoot?
Hey, these guys never shut up, Jason. They never shut up.
Okay, all right.
It's true.
This actually happened. Two illegal aliens. I have their names. I can't read them. Probably believe they would have easily overpowered the Home Alone kid. 11-year-old kid was at home by herself. Mom and dad went to work. These guys literally broke into a house not too far away, shot and killed somebody. They're going to break into this kid's house. They were in Montana. The young lady who was home is 11 years old. Patricia had been a clay shooting champion since she was 9 years old. She was in her upstairs room when the two men broke through the front door of the house. She quickly ran to her father's room, grabbed a 12-gauge Mossberg 500, whatever the hell that is.
Oh, it's a beautiful shotgun.
Is that a good gun?
It's classic. It rivals the 870.
Yes. All right.
Well,
one of the guys was first get up the stairs of the second floor, and she shot him right in the chest, dropped him. When the second guy ran to the foot of the stairs, he took a blast to the left shoulder, staggered outside, and he died outstairs. It was found out later that both these guys were armed with a stolen .45 caliber handgun they took from another home invasion robbery. The victim that they robbed recently was a 50-year-old guy who did not live. Do you ever wonder why good stuff never makes NBC, CBS, PBS, NS, whatever the hell it is? An 11-year-old girl properly trained, defended her home and herself against two murderers, illegal immigrants,
good job,
and
Patty.
She won.
You know,
and she's still alive.
And I don't mean to be insensitive here. I'm not doing that at all. But you think about when you're hunting and you see a trophy buck or something like that. I can't imagine the adrenaline that's going through a young person's
11 years
body,
old.
11 years old, when there's a home invasion. So to keep your head, conversely, who the would ever break into a house in Montana? It's like breaking into a bunker, for crying out loud.
That's funny.
The reason that doesn't make the news, let me just jump on, is because there's not a lot of pro-gun media out there. So anytime there's something negative that happens, it always is all over the place. But anytime that we talk about protecting our Fifth Amendment, there's not a lot of pro-media folks like us that are out there saying it's what our country was founded on.
Good job, Patty.
Yep.
All right, that's it for the show. Thanks for listening tonight.
All right, next time, Ticket Outdoors.
Jason Homer is in talking about Casting for Cures, supports the St. Jude Children's Hospital. Jason, welcome back to Ticket Outdoors.
Thanks. It's an easy act to follow
Second
here.
Amendment.
I followed the duck call guy. And then shotgun shooting. So good luck.
Let's mellow things out and talking about helping mankind here. But Casting for Cures, was it about a year ago we had you in?
Yeah, about a year ago we did our first actual event. Corey Larson, my partner in the Dick Hiley St. Jude Bass Classic, got me involved with the tournament 4 or 5 years ago, Corey, I guess it was.
Sounds about right.
And Corey, I was going to have you introduce him. You just did. Corey Larson, welcome to Ticket Outdoors.
Thank you.
You bet.
Yeah, so we have always sort of challenged ourselves to raise more money. And last year we threw our first event. It was real successful. I think we brought in about $12,500 last year.
For our first event, that's great. Congratulations.
Yeah. Wow. So we decided to challenge ourselves to kick it up again. It's a really emotional thing to get involved with. And so we have some really great partners this year. Brian Robinson from the Vikings, who is just a great guy, has a huge heart for kids. He's getting involved. He'll be there guest hosting, shaking hands and signing stuff with people, taking pictures. And we've got Brat Pack Radio playing. It's going to be at the Poorhouse on April 17th. Doors open at 7 o'clock. Brat Pack Radio is a blast.
I've done events with them. That's the everybody. Yeah. That's where dads dance with daughters, and even that cranky old guy uncle back in the corner, he'll get up and dance.
Oh, yeah.
They do everything very well.
And Ryan, the lead singer, has done stuff in his other group, the Blenders. He's done stuff.
Yeah, he's been around for a long time.
Yeah, and he's done stuff for St. Jude at St. Jude. So he's very involved in the cause too, and he was very excited to get involved. We're real excited. The Poorhouse has been an absolutely great partner in this so far, and they are partnered with 612 Brewery, who's getting involved. And we've got a lot of really good event sponsors and partners, silent auction partners, that are coming in. And we're really hoping to push for $25,000-$30,000 this year at the event.
So. What's the event date again?
It's April 17th. We're opening the doors to the public at 7 o'clock. We have a VIP reception for our event sponsors at 6 o'clock.
And for radio hosts.
Right, right. Hey, you guys are more than welcome. I hope we see you there. But we have, for anybody who wants to get involved, whether you want to buy tickets to the event, learn more about the event, become a sponsor of the event, or donate to the silent auction, our website is casting4cures.com, and there's a lot of information on there. You can get a hold of us through the site and find out how you can get involved.
Day event, what time does it start? Run through the
starting
night?
Starting at 7 o'clock.
Okay, 7 o'clock. A nice evening event. You go out and enjoy a beautiful April Saturday afternoon and then come on down for the festivities.
Yeah, and we've got, like I said, Brian Robinson's involved. Yeah. Lance Pitlick, former NHL player, is coming. He's doing some recruiting for some other people. We've been working with the Vikings. They're back in town like the day before the event for some off-season stuff. So they've been reaching out to the players to see who else wants to get involved. So it's been really, really great, the outpouring of support and everything as the event's kind of grown and become more of an annual deal. So we're really excited about it.
Tell us about Casting for Cures.
Well, we are fundraising efforts. We didn't have a lot of people just writing us big checks or anything like that. And so we decided, we're going to get our hands dirty and do whatever we can to raise money. And, I told you my story a little bit last year about the first time I did it, I was almost ashamed with what I had raised. Because it was, my first child was 2 years old and I heard the story and, there's not a dry eye in the place at the banquet at this event. And, Corey and I just thought we've really got to do more. And as it's grown, it's become such a big deal that we actually had to take the idea of last year our event was just called Casting for Cures.
Yeah.
We actually had to take it to the next level, make it a 501c3 charity and create the foundation around it. So we can actually do some more of this stuff and give people the maximum tax benefits and everything for becoming sponsors of the event. And so, like I said, it's been really touching how much people have helped us with it and the sponsors that we have really stepped up their game this year and we're just excited to see where it goes, this year and in the future. But I think it's going to be a blast, man. It's going to be a party.
Yeah, so the Poorhouse is a great location for everybody. It's kind of centrally located. It's a fun place. You've got a great band. You've got some local sports personalities there and the cause is just. Corey, how'd you get involved with this? Or how'd you get him involved? Or who got who involved?
Well, actually, I probably got Jason involved.
Yeah.
I'd been fishing the tournament for several years and Jason and I, in some very small circles in some very irrelevant places. Jason Homer's kind of a big deal.
Not
as big deal as the Hall of Fame duck caller we just had.
Seriously, I met him at Lake Minnetonka. He was parked there. He had his wrap boat, and I see this guy, and I go, that guy looks pretty cool. So I walked up. We started talking. We started fishing together, and the rest is history.
How does this work?
The thing for me with St. Jude's is, there's not an unworthy charity anywhere, but when you think about the fact that it's kids, two, eight, slightly older, that it never asked for any of this. The parents never asked for any of this. I have a Christmas, I remember holidays, and I just think, how wonderful they were. But then you imagine these families that are dealing with these situations that no family should have to deal with.
Right.
Well, St. Jude's takes care of that from front to back. Yeah. I mean, they cover all the expense. They put these families up. The research, everything comes from the donations of people.
Yep.
And I just felt like this is the most worthy cause I can be involved in. This is where I want to spend my time, and I want to raise as much money as I can for St. Jude's.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's that hospital doesn't, like Corey said, doesn't charge anybody a nickel. And not only that, but the kids that I've met through the events that I've done, they talk about, we've met kids who are 14, 15, 16 years old who went through it and are survivors. And they talk about their initial experiences in hospitals who've done everything they can do to help them, but it didn't work. and then the families talk about their experience as the parents. And that's where, for me, I was done. But you talk about there's hopscotch down the hall on their way to chemo. They're pulling around in red wagons rather than wheelchairs. They have video game rooms and they have all these things it makes the hospital stay. It takes the focus off what they're going through and puts it on on getting through it.
That red wagon that gave the kid down the ride down the hallway to get chemotherapy, and we've all familiar and others familiar and different and more familiar or less familiar, familiar with chemotherapy. The red wagon was bought because somebody went to the poorhouse to a charity event.
Absolutely.
And made a donation.
Absolutely.
And there's a red wagon.
You know,
this at the hospital and that at the hospital. And you're being, that's what always blows me away is I go out and I get involved with these charity events and I'm being asked to come out and ride my motorcycle, go fishing, hang out and listen to a band and have a couple of beers with my buddies. That's what I'm being asked to do to help out. Yeah. I think I can probably manage that for these folks, but for the grace of God, maybe someday someone in my family may need.
It's we are very blessed, and I feel selfish, and I'm sure you do in a certain level there, Brian, because guys like Jason and Corey, who make me feel a little bit guilty, because the only thing I've supported in the last 4 or 5 years is 50shadesofgrey.com. And I'm a big believer.
There's a comparison I didn't think I'd hear.
No, and I,
Jesus
no,
Christ.
No, I try to support that.
Single mothers.
The reason a lot of us don't do the things that you're doing, I think, is number one, we think we're too damn busy, and I've got 10 grandkids, and I've got a full-time job. And you guys have a job. You've got family.
Here's the thing. We're going to make it easy for you. We're doing the work. You just have to show up. Just come to the... It's $10 in advance, $12 at the door.
Yep.
$20 gets you VIP seating, so you get up in the upper level where you're going to have a lot more of the athletes and stuff walking around. We've got some great silent auction items. I mean, we've got... my brother-in-law is involved with Sarah Bareilles, and we've got a bunch of autograph stuff from Sarah Bareilles. We've got autograph stuff from Zach Parise. We've got, Brian Robinson's going to be signing a bunch of stuff for us. And we've got a lot of really great stuff. And not just that, we've got, four tires and rotation donated. We're running the gamut with the silent auction. It's all going to be done on your smartphone at the event. We've got, our partners have made this really easy for people. So, we've done, to your point, you've got, we've done all this legwork. Yeah. We're making it easy. You just show up, pay your $10, your $20, whatever. Throw
a couple
bucks in the donation box.
If I come April 17th at the poorhouse, is that a Friday or a Saturday? What day is that on?
That's a Friday night.
If I show up on Friday and throw up my $20 and try to participate, are you promise me that no one's going to hound me and say I don't want to sign autographs all goddamn night?
I guarantee you nobody will.
I'm pretty sure that you will be able to sit alone by yourself in a corner.
Start from beginning to the end. What's going to happen that entire day?
Well, for us, we'll be there early, obviously. We'll be setting everything up. But at 6 o'clock, like I said, our event sponsors have an app reception at 6 o'clock where they get a mingle with some of the athletes and get set up and everything. The VIP seating is got a couple extra bars. It's going to be a little less crowded. You got a mezzanine level. You got some couches and chairs and high tops up there. A little bit easier access to the athletes and everything. General admission, you just got the floor. For anybody who's been to the poorhouse, it's a fantastic spot.
I've never been there.
Oh, you love it. The minute we walked in there, we're like, this is it. Well, this needs to work because this place is perfect. The Brat Pack Radio is going to probably go on sometime between 7:30 and 8. We'll have a set break, wrap up silent auction, auction off some athletes for some fishing guide trips, which will be really fun.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, having fished with Brian Robinson as much as I have, if you're a Vikings fan, get in the boat with this guy. He is an absolute riot to fish with.
He seems like he would be an absolute, just watching him play, the way he conducts himself and the way he plays the game. Does he still have the ponytail?
No, he cut it off.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But I'll tell you, watch out when he sets the hook.
Yeah.
Watch out. That guy.
Does he reel it in or does he just set the hook and it just pops into the boat?
Yeah, no. Last time we went fishing, I think he pulled up just a fish head. Usually when I take people out on guide trips, a lot of times I have to be, no, you really have to crank into him. You really have to set the hook hard. Yeah. And I didn't have to tell Brian that. You don't need to kill the fish when you set the hook.
We're gonna stop there on the April 17th for sure, right? The poorhouse, right?
Yes.
For a couple of reasons, to support you guys, but also get Brian on our show sometime. Be kind of fun. You guys can't do this by yourselves. So I want to talk about Jim Bebo, Kristen Gould, right? And Kelly Christensen. Thanks to those guys for helping out as well.
Absolutely. Kristen's my sister. She said, you know what, next year I want to be involved with this. And she does all of our graphic design work and is really talented. She's done did a lot to help us out. Kelly Christensen, I've done a couple other charity things. I was involved with the Lefties and Lunkers tournaments with the Minnesota Twins, and I emceed the Mike Yo Classic last year.
Good for you.
Kelly, I met Kelly through March of Dimes, and then we worked together on the Leukemia Lymphoma Lefties and Lunkers tour, or tournament rather. And you know, I reached out to her to just see, hey, can you give me a couple ideas? Can I ask you a couple questions? She said, you know what, I would love to help out with this. So she came on board. It's been absolutely invaluable. She's got her own company, Jigsaw Event. So if anybody needs help with that kind of stuff, Kelly is absolutely fantastic. And Jim Bebo is owner of AC.
Jim's actually a friend of mine, ACI Asphalt.
And I do their commercials for him.
Yeah.
Down the hall.
Well, Jim offered to come on board, and obviously we weren't going to turn down somebody with such a proven business
Corey,
track record.
Wow. If you don't use ACI, it's your own asphalt. That was free of charge.
Oh,
guys.
He's going to love the plug.
Yeah, there it is.
No, he really wanted to get involved, and we're that team that we've assembled. You know, last year we went into it saying we're get some silent auctions, we'll have a beer bust, whatever. What we're pulling off this year, we could not do without our team. So it is, a big thank you to those guys, and very helpful.
You said it once, Jason, you guys do all the work. We just have to show up and have a good time. I sort of embarrassingly have a lot of stuff at my place that I bought at silent auctions that you couldn't purchase either anywhere else, like the entire Led Zeppelin catalog remastered on vinyl.
I got
it for like $150. It's like, the Tatanka head. Who said that?
Me.
You got that? Oh, the Tatanka head.
Remember that?
Right, exactly. And we got to show up and have a good time. It's April 17th. That's on a Friday night. It's at the Poorhouse. It's the Casting for Cures party. Get started. Doors open at 7 o'clock.
Yep, to the general public, doors open at 7.
$10 if you buy in advance, $12 at the door, $20 gets you the VIP, and you hang up, you rub shoulders a little bit easier.
You can buy those right on our website. You can also register for the silent auction on the website. So there'll be some things that you can only bid on at the event, but some of them are going to be available. Even if you can't make the event, you can still go on. The auction will go live a week or two before the event, so make sure to register for
that.
What
is the website?
It's www.casting4cures.com.
Cool. For St. Jude Children's Hospital, we didn't even get into Bass Utopia TV, but we're over time. Corey Larson, Jason Holmer, thank you very much,
thank
fellas.
You.
And we should touch base on this again one more time before, just to remind everybody to lock in for April 17th, that Friday night, for Casting for Cures.
Love
the
to do it.
Thanks,
awesome.
Guys. We appreciate it. I don't even know where we're at in the schedule. Let's find when we
I
get.
I think we're going to have Eric Hotty on next.
Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
On Monday, Josh Leibarger made his status
case of the Mondays,
followed by a frowny face. It got one like and five comments, including dislike. Well, Josh, Geico also wants to make a comment to turn that emoji's frown upside down. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico. With all that extra dough, why not give Monday a makeover? We see an office party in your future, hosted by you. Hashtag happy face, hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Stuck in your car and missing the kid you used to be? Remember those days before traffic, deadlines, and all that responsibility? Well, it's time to get that kid back by opening up a refreshing memory today with Killabrew Root Beer. Minnesota-made Killabrew old-fashioned root beer and cream soda. Grab your own super cold aluminum bottle available in the cooler section of your favorite Holiday Station store. Killabrew. It's how memories are made and legends are created.
When you need someone to listen, a lawyer you know and trust.
He was a professional looking guy. He was in front of me talking to someone on the phone, something about a car accident, and they were going on about the insurance company. They really didn't know what to do, and yes, I did want to offer advice, but at the same time, I didn't want to be rude. Listen, all I can tell you is that when an accident happens and someone is injured, it's so important that you have someone advising you. I mean someone with experience, a personal injury attorney, a good one. It costs you nothing to call us, and it costs so much to not call us.
Bradshaw and Bryant.
I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw and Bryant. I hope you're never injured in an accident. But if you are, don't sign anything until you've talked to an experienced personal injury attorney.
Find Bradshaw and Bryant, personal injury attorneys at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
Working hard. Going farther with my client on your side, seeking justice for the injured. Bradshaw and Bryant.
From the Mills Fleet Farm Studios, WTDX Lakeville, WRXP Cambridge, WTVZ Eden Prairie, a Cumulus station.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get Scott 12-pack paper towels for just $7.99.
Offer valid on SKU 300469 in store and online and 328 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Now back to Ticket Outdoors, only on Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
Another big show flying by tonight. We rerun this Sunday mornings from 6 to 8 on this very frequency you're listening to, whichever it may be. And then the podcast available the next day or two at 105theticket.com. Boy, my gosh, we got an empty studio for 5 seconds. It's just the Shrew Man Boomer and myself,
wow.
Mark Luke, our producer, in the adjacent studio. Hey, stay safe on the roads, and safety starts at Mills Fleet Farm with a new set of tires. You got to have the good rubber. Fleet Farm carries all the best brands, Michelin, BF Goodrich, Cooper, Roadrunner, and many more at Mills Fleet Farm. Fellas, another show just cooking along. What do you got there for us, Wild Card?
Remind people again about the next week's at the Minneapolis Convention Center, March 25th through the 29th. Northwest Sports Show. Join the Ticket Outdoors for a special broadcast at our usual time next Wednesday, 7 to 9, live from the Convention Center. For more information on the Northwest Sports Show, visit northwestsportsshow.com. But stop down and see us.
You know, I tell you what, I'm jacked. I love going to sports shows, as you guys know.
Yes.
You know, 180,000 miles on that old truck of mine in 2.5 years across the states. But this show is really special because of the time of the year. Because right now, the ice is melting. We're flirting with 50-degree temps. It got up to almost 70. And a lot of folks are jacked about getting outside and getting rid of the cabin fever in this state.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a great venue to go. I mean, if you're looking for a boat, you're going to have the Alumacraft folks there. If you're looking for a resort, you're going to be able to get there. If you're looking for a destination tourism, folks like Devil's Lake, Aberdeen. Folks, if you're looking for something to do next weekend, and I believe it starts on Wednesday, right?
Yes, sir.
And it runs till Sunday. The Northwest Sports Show is a great venue for to get there.
And you know the convention center. When they do these shows at the convention center, all the vendors bring out their biggest stuff. You know,
you're right.
It's just fun to bring the family out. They've got, you know, all these huge displays and setups. You might see a pretty lady at the Northwest Sports Show. Is all I'm saying.
In. The progressive girls
last
are
guest
there.
Before we get on here.
Oh, Diana's going to be there. You're saying, right?
Yes, I know. We'll have a bra on the ceiling fan before you know
the
it.
Progressive girls are always there, too.
Up, Diana.
So. Who is this? Jean-Paul Tessier? I don't know.
Jean-Paul Tessier. So, Fear the Beard. He is a iconic figure up in Lake of the Woods. We're going to have him on the back half of the show. And he's a guide up there, but he's also getting a lot of media attention because he has a really eccentric personality.
Yeah.
And he's a great fisherman and guide. And right now, this is the time of year when the Rainy River opens up at Lake of the Woods. And literally, there will be 1,000-plus boats on 100 yards of water because of the sturgeon are coming in, these 10, 12-pound walleyes are coming through there, and you can fish walleyes up there till the second week of April. And so we're going to have him on talking about that and what's it like to experience that Rainy River run in Minnesota.
Go ahead, Zeph.
Oh, you mentioned Fear of the Beard. I know exactly now who you're talking about, and that makes sense because he's going to shave his beard off for...
Yes.
Do I have it here? Doing a Shave the Beard fundraiser for local veterans up in that area.
Yeah.
That's weird. I wonder how long it's been since anyone's seen his face.
I tell you what, I saw some old videos just today, and I saw his face. Frankly, he's not that unattractive.
Well, listen, I don't know about that one.
So is he already shaved?
No. This is about 5, 6, 7 years ago.
Well, listen, guys, we've got Eric Hadia ready to go. Big guy shot Wisconsin fishing.
Oh, Jesus, not him again.
But let me guess, big fish.
I got to get us back on track talking big fish with the lineup of Alumacraft pros at the Northwest Sports Show. Right back with Eric on Ticket Outdoors.
Golden Gopher Women's Hockey, one of the most dominant hockey teams of all time on 105 The Ticket.
Huge save, Lemieux.
The Gophers look to win their third national championship in 4 years.
Otto Schutze scores!
Minnesota Golden Gopher Women's Hockey, fighting for the national championship again.
First test is against the Wisconsin Badgers. The NCAA National Semifinals, Friday at 5 p.m.
Score! Minnesota wins!
Women's Golden Gopher Hockey, with play-by-play from Dan Hammond on 105 The Ticket.
Safety on the road starts at Mills Fleet Farm. Right now, get a $50 gift card when you buy a set of Roadrunner, Cooper, Uniroyal, Mastercraft, or Starfire tires. Plus, get up to an additional $70 Visa card rebate on select Cooper tires. Need a snack? Dry roasted peanuts are on sale. 2 16-ounce jars, just $3. Power through piles of laundry with Tide Simply Clean or Era 2x Power. Your choice, only $7.88 at Mills Fleet Farm.
If you love the outdoors, then you probably have a truck that you love too. Custom Truck Accessories can help protect your truck from the rigors of outdoor activities. They have custom seat covers and floor mats to protect against the mud and dirt from the field. Toppers and tonneau covers to protect your gear. If you're a truck guy, you'll appreciate the knowledge and experience of the Custom Truck Accessories crew. Visit CustomTruckAccess.com or stop by their store to see what a difference being family-owned can make for you.
Smokes! That's the fourth straight kill shot.
I've been getting in some practice.
Is that a new rifle, too?
Yep, traded for it.
Make that five.
Lakes Trading Company. Buy, sell, trade, and receive expert firearms training. Permit to carry classes are also available at the indoor range. LakesTradingCo.com.
This is a message to all parents. Your kids are leaving. Maybe not today, maybe not next year, but it will happen. They will grow up, get lives, and go. So what can you do right now to enjoy this painfully one-sided relationship? Trap them. That's right, on a boat from Dan's Southside Marine. See, your little self-focused darlings will take one look at that Alumacraft boat, Premier Pontoon, or Stingray Powerboat from Dan's and see cool, fun, and complete and utter awesomeness. You will see quality, experience, and incredible customer service. But best of all, you'll see your kids and make lasting memories before they ditch you and then chuck their education to follow their muse, which will not afford them a boat from Dan's. But you can console them on yours. This just keeps working.
Dan's Southside Marine's combined manufacturers rebates with clearance pricing on all remaining 2014 Alumacraft, Premier, and Stingray boats to save you the most money possible. Go to DansSouthsideMarine.com.
Now back to Ticket Outdoors, only on Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
All right, welcome back, boys and girls. And I think thanks for putting together. We had a lot of sponsor messages in a short period of time there because, you know, I mean, John Molkenberg talking waterfowl, we could have done 2 hours with him.
Oh, I'll tell you, we will next time. He's a lot of fun.
Yeah, boy, Jason and Corey.
Waterfowl
we got to get Eric on here. He's been waiting on hold for a while.
Hadia.
I know. Practically no, very quiet, soft-spoken guy. Practically no personality. Likes to go fishing out in Wisconsin, I hear. Eric, welcome to Ticket Outdoors, man.
Hey, how's it going? You forgot to mention my cane pole. That's all I like to do.
Eric, you're a funny guy.
I thought that was Carrie Smallmouth Bass, oh, Eric, in grocery funny. Stores yeah, to verify the weight.
His straw hat and a blade of grass in his mouth.
That's right.
You give me a cane pole and a night crawler, Eric, I'll fish you any day of the week.
Hey, that's fine. Bring it on. Let's do it.
I was going to say, that's a pretty big tuck because Eric's game is Big Fish. Big Fish Guide Service out of Wisconsin. Eric, thanks for taking some time out tonight. We know you've got the big show next weekend here, the Northwest Sports Show. What you got cooking these days?
Well, here's what we got going on. We got the brown trout bite going on in the Milwaukee Harbor. The ice is just kind of leaving, so if guys want to come out here and they want to start trolling planer boards, flicker shads, all that good stuff out here. I just got my T-Pro out here this past week for the first time. Love it. You know, trolling, you can go down to the Oak Creek power plant and troll around the power plant or the boils or in the harbor. Kind of simple program. We're just running planer boards with cranks. You can run lead core with spoons and dipsies too if you want, but a lot of the fish are shallow, so we're just running like a 1-2-3 lead color scheme or just flat lining, you know, mono and with crankbaits, and that's been working really good. This is time for big fish, so if you want to catch some big browns, that's going. The steelhead are starting to run up our tribs right now. So if you're into float fishing or bead fishing or fly fishing or center pinning, that bite's going on right now. Good numbers coming in today on the Root River.
So very little going on is what you're telling us. Eric, by the way, for our listeners that don't know, Eric's website, Wisconsin Big Fish, that's just the initials, WIBigFish.com. Boomer, you know Eric.
Eric, how's it going, buddy?
Hey, Boomer, how you doing, buddy? When are we going fishing?
Dude, I tell you what, right when I get out of studio and I can get done cutting a couple commercials, I'm gone, brother. Hey, I'm pumped. Let's go. I'm pumped. We're going to have to lock in a date. I'm excited. I'm going to see you at the Northwest Sports Show here, right?
Yeah, you should come on down either before, well, maybe after. I mean, we just got a really, really unique thing going on here. You know, for those guys that like to catch big trout, now our harbor, you know, has some of the best shore fishing. If you like casting cranks and jerk baits and stick baits, I mean, you get about 2 weeks here right after ice out where you can really, you can go into all these marinas. I like throwing bass cranks and jerk baits, the whole sort of bass thing. And man, we're just railing these big, big browns and, not the greatest fish to eat, not great table fare because they're all colored up yet and beat up and stuff. A lot of them from spawning, but just like giant smallmouth, fun to catch, get them back quickly.
Might be there tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
and, so I'll be out, you know, I'll be out there tomorrow. We're still actually going to fish a spot where we're drilling holes, staying on the docks, but putting our lines right through the ice because the fish are, a lot of the big ones are still real shallow. If guys are, you know, looking to catch big browns and stuff right now, the big ones we're catching shallow. Good numbers of like the silverfish for eating and smoking, power plant boils or just trolling out in the main lake. That's going pretty good. And then I'll be up in Green Bay in about 2 weeks fishing the Pier, O'Connell, Peshtigo, and Marinette. That bite will be good, and then after that I'll be in Sturgeon Bay guiding for real big smallmouths in Green Bay and fishing Sturgeon Bay for about a month.
So Eric, this is true, man. I'll tell you what, thanks for being on the air. I'll tell you what, I love your enthusiasm. I tell you what, if we had you and Benny Spies in the same show, Zepp and I could leave the studio, come back in 2 hours, you guys would still
be
talking.
Fine.
This is exciting. I'm serious about this. What I like, these guys know that I'm not the biggest outdoor person as all you guys are. I love it. No, I love it. I go outside.
That's why you have to bring the
I go
beer.
Outside in the snow to take a leak, and that's about it.
But what I want to do is spell his name.
I love your personality. I love Benny Spy's personality. I want to go see you, and I'll do a weekday thing. I want to catch smallmouth. Okay,
hey, Eric, are they biting? Well, let's.
Was I done?
Okay,
was I done?
Yeah, you're done.
I'm done now.
This show, I'm going to call Eric, and we're going to line up.
Jesus Lord.
Eric, if you can get Strew on a fish, it's all money.
Hey, well, if he wants to catch some smallmouth, I'll tell you right now. There's a couple of things that we do in the spring up in Green Bay. There's you know, just like the walleyes, people don't realize, but there's an actual migration of spawning smallmouth that migrate up the tributaries too. So real, and I've got the 18 foot flat bottom alumacraft for that boat. So we just fly around up and down in the flat bottom up in these little rivers. And I'm telling you, that's in May. And you know, there's a good topwater bite. There's a good, you know, plastic, you know, Senko sort of bite in there. Easy fishing, lots of fish, up in the tribs. Now, Sturgeon Bay is a little bit different sometimes, but that's awesome for numbers. Big, big fish too. So you got both options, you know, but I love taking people up into these rivers where it's really scenic and you're kind of all alone and, you know, throwing topwaters or whatever. And there's the, you know, these big, big Great Lake smallies migrating just like the big walleyes do.
Yep.
And they set up in these flats and these big eddies and you can just go in up and down the river and catch quite a few of them. So that's a good time. As long as we don't get a ton of rain, there's a few tribs that we fish up in Green Bay here that are just tremendous, world-class. You know, the Menominee River, the Peshtigo River, the Oconto River.
Hey,
Those are all awesome, you know.
There was a guy that told me last year to look you up, Eric Hottier said, and he turned me on to your website. That's where I first saw it, Wisconsin Big Fish, WIBigFish.com. Chinooks in the summer,
yep.
He said.
Yep. Yeah, we do some different stuff. You know, I'm a big stand-up tackle sort of guy, so when I get the opportunity. Now, the salmon numbers have been way down, so
yeah.
We used to do really good in the summer jigging. Now, with the lack of salmon showing up, it's hard for me to do those trips. But when they show up again in the fall, like September, that's when it's consistent. So if guys want to come to, like, the Milwaukee Harbor, Racine Harbor, Port Washington, Sheboygan, all these river mouths, September for about 3 weeks, get a really good stand-up tackle bite. If you like throwing cranks again, jigging spoons, or we throw jigs in plastics, or we fish them with skein on a float, or spinning glows. Just there's a lot of different ways. You don't have to always just troll, and they bite good. They fight hard. They're easy to catch, and if you like smoking fish, they're a prime fish for doing that in the fall, you know.
All right. Hey, Eric, we only got a couple minutes left with you. We really appreciate you jumping on the show here, but let's transition into a couple things. One, let's talk a little bit about how folks can watch some of your big Fish Films, and then let's talk about the Northwest Sports Show, because I was lucky enough to break bread with Jerry and Kent today, and we are all really jacked about the sports show that's coming up on March 25th. Yeah. Your YouTube channel, rumor has it, has over 30 million views.
Yeah, you know what, man? First of all, let me tell you one thing. First of all, man, I'm really, really blessed to be able to do this job, stay healthy, you know, and I've learned, you know, I'm a student of the game, right? I'm learning stuff from, I'm sure when we fish, Boomer, I'm going to learn from you. I'm learning from everyone all the time, and I got a lot of passion. It's all about just passing it on, and I've been really, really fortunate that, you know, good things have happened to me. So I always got to thank God for that and give credit, you know, where credit's due. And I'll be at that show. If people want to come up to me and talk to me, have any questions about what I'm doing over here in Wisconsin or Green Bay, they stop by the Alumacraft booth, be more than willing to talk to you about everything I know about passing on, you know, the great fisheries that we have here. That's what I do. I'm able to do this job full time still, luckily. And, you know, the fish are there. You just pass it on to people and everyone can go catch them, you know, and it doesn't mean I'm going to give you all my GPS coordinates.
It means I'll have my Navionics on me, brother. Hey, let's talk about who else from Alumacraft is going to be at the Northwest Sports Show. We're going to have Aram Weeb from
Doug
Uncut
Stanley,
Angling. Right?
Yep.
Doug Stanley, Reed Yatolo, famous guide up from Grand Rapids, a friend of the show, John Thielen. I think Mark has a man crush on him.
He's
besides
a good guy.
Jason
He's
Mitchell.
A good guy.
Mike Larson's going to join us, Butch Furman, Jimmy Bell, Eric Hottie, and myself. Dude, this is going to be a fun show.
Yeah, there's some awesome world-class anglers there. I mean, guys like Doug Stanley that has been in the fishing industry forever. You know, if you don't stop by and talk to that guy, you know, he's a legend in the sport. And like you said, you know, Reed is dialed in. Aaron's got all that stuff in Canada. Jimmy Bell is a, you know, walleye guru. All those guys. John Thielen, man, he's just a phenomenal stick for walleye, like you said. So there's a lot of good guys. If people want to come by, and, you know, it's a good opportunity to, you know, to talk to any of us about any styles of fishing that they want to do. If they're obviously looking to get into the best boat in the world, you know, that's a great opportunity as well, you know. So
well,
I'm looking forward to it.
Well, Eric, for our listeners out there, we got Eric Hottie on the line. Eric, we really appreciate you joining us on the Ticket Outdoors, WisconsinBigFish.com. Eric Hottie is going to be with the rest of the Alumacraft team at the Northwest Sports Show. Aram Weeb from Uncut Angling, Reed Yatolo Guide, John Thielen fishing with Lindy, myself, Mike Larson, Doug Stain, Birch Furman, Jimmy Bell, and Eric Hottie. We're going to see you guys at the sports show. And Eric, thanks for joining us, and I'll be connecting with you shortly.
Hey, let me say one last thing, too. I'm going to be doing some free boat rides this season. So if people follow me on my Facebook page, if you want to go out for a free one-hour boat ride, check out the new T-Pro, see how I'm side imaging, do a little bit of fishing for free. All you got to do is when I have these promotions on my Facebook page, just sign up by liking our Facebook page, and boom, you can come on out. We're going to get 3 to 4 people every hour on some of these weekends. We'll show you what's going on in the harbor and even up in Green Bay. I just wanted to mention that to get people out, just to show them if they ever want to come out in the boat for free.
Eric, don't hang up after the break. I want to talk to you when we go to commercial, all right?
Yeah, no problem.
Don't hang up.
All right, Eric Hottie, that's HAAAAJA. Thanks, buddy, for being on Ticket Outdoors.
Thank you for having me. All right, guys, take care.
Thanks,
from
buddy.
From pro to college to high school, we've got it all covered.
If you put on 23, you put Jordan on your back, and that's what Zach LaVine did. He really lived up to the moment.
In one of the biggest stages in basketball.
Passionate sports talk on your sports station, 105 The Ticket.
Boomer here from The Ticket Outdoors and my friends at Alumacraft Boats, the official boat sponsor of The Ticket Outdoors. Even though the temps are cold, and you guys know I love to talk about ice fishing, right now is an awesome time to buy a new boat because Alumacraft is featuring their annual AlumaCash promotion. Get instant rebates of up to $1,600 to use as a down payment or subtract from the sale price. See your local dealer and find out why Minnesota's Alumacraft is the best deal on the water.
Safety on the road starts at Mills Fleet Farm. Right now, get a $50 gift card when you buy a set of Roadrunner, Cooper, Uniroyal, Mastercraft, or Starfire tires. Plus, get up to an additional $70 Visa card rebate on select Cooper tires. Need a snack? Dry roasted peanuts are on sale. 2 16-ounce jars, just $3. Power through piles of laundry with Tide Simply Clean or Era 2x Power. Your choice, only $7.88 at Mills Fleet Farm.
We love it!
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose to nose,
Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Now back to Ticket Outdoors, only on Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
Hold on, we're all catching our breath around here. Boomer, I don't know where, Boomer must be off to the...
ladies' room.
Yeah, he went off to the ladies',
ladies' room.
He had to sit and pee. All right, so there you go.
Eric Hadia is a breath of fresh air. I'll never forget the man caught a he guided a young man to catch that 9-pound smallmouth. I'll never forget that video. That's a huge fish.
Yeah, that's almost unbelievably huge. But it's I'll tell you what we've had tonight on the show, passion. We've had some passion. Yeah. Boy, some people that are really passionate about their sports. Eric Hadia, Alumacraft Pros all lined up. They've got a lineup, don't they? Boy, they dish
you
it out.
Think?
Bring them into town.
But I tell you, it must be one hell of a bolt because 99.9% of these guys use this bolt. I mean, Eric and Boomer and all these big shots.
Did you get out on it last year?
Three or four times. Yeah.
I mean,
you're such a big shot. You can't find time to go fishing with us.
I went fishing on it once.
Did you?
Yeah, I got out one time. We got skunked. I think I caught a couple of, what did I catch? I don't know, a couple of crappies. We were looking for bass along the shores of Grays Bay or something.
The T-Pro, I think we had 85 last year. Maybe it was 95. It is one hell of a boat.
No, it's amazing. It's an amazing machine. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, well, we've got Jean-Paul Tessier. I hope I've said that right.
I think he's on hold. He lets me call him JP. Tessier? JP's on, yeah.
I know. It's one of those things you hear pronounced. You hear it on TV. Yeah, we're live. Boomer, welcome back. How you doing, man?
I feel a little better.
I'm exhausted after having Eric on. All right, so
that's some passion, boy.
Exactly. So, all right, we're kind of here. You know, we've got one more break. Yeah, we're in good shape there, fellas. Oh yeah, the joke.
It's St. Paddy's Day, right?
Yeah.
Yesterday was St. Paddy. Now you laid low St. Paddy's Day, right?
Yes. I didn't do much. No, I just kind of I had to work here, and then I just went home and took it easy.
I mean, did you ever in your career, your life, go downtown and get crazy?
Yes.
And then do. Oh no! But back then your show was in the morning, so you were done with the morning show.
They sent me during the morning show. I think it was about 7 o'clock in the morning over to O'Gara's one day, and I did my first shot of Jameson at 6:30. That's right. They sent me over there at 6 a.m. We opened up the doors. I don't know if this is legal or not, but I talk about illegal stuff a lot in the air. It's a lot of incrimination kind of here. But I did my first shot at like 6:30. When the show was over, back then we used to wrap up the show at a really odd time. It was like 9:20. By the time the show hit 9:20, they didn't only sober cab me home, but they picked me up, two guys, and carried me into my house. So that was that particular St. Patrick's Day. But yeah,
atta boy, Zepper.
I've been downtown for your St. Paul shenanigans and started early in the day.
You know, I must be pretty conservative. I've never, ever done that stuff. I've never been one of these binger kind of guys.
Yeah.
My wife, Diana, in her early years, would go down there and party real hard all day as well. I've never done it. I don't
really
know, but I guess I'm going
to... Well, that's how you live your life. I mean, every day's, I mean, you're kind of, I would use the word hardcore. He's a hardcore partier.
Me?
Yeah.
You know, I saw this news feed on Facebook, it was some news channel. I don't know why I fanned them, but they had something story. I fanned them for it. They said that St. Patrick isn't even Irish.
No, he was English. He was, wait a second. How did that work out? He was English, and he was kidnapped and taken over there, and then they took him back to England. And yeah, but he was held there as a slave for a lot of years.
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure somebody's going to call in and tell me. We've got the beard on, man. It's time to fear
the
beard.
Fear the beard, baby.
How about my joke?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Okay, time for your joke.
John Paul, hang on here.
Honor St. Patty's.
He's already hung up, I'm sure.
It's an old joke, but... you guys know about this, where this is a hunting and fishing show. A guy who is an Irish guy goes hunting, and he's up in Motley, Minnesota. He's hunting grouse up in Motley, Minnesota. Goes into a small bar, right? And he's having a few beers, and he hears a dialect at the end of the bar that sounds like his own dialect. He goes to the end of the bar and says, "Where are you from, boy?" Because, "I'm from Ireland." "No, I'm from Ireland, too." "Bartender, cinema, we're both from Ireland." And they sets up a couple of cocktails. "Were you born in Ireland?" "I was born in Dublin." "No, I'm from Dublin, too." They set him up. another couple of cocktails. And where were you born in Dublin? Where'd you live? I lived next to the Abbey. Oh, my Lord, I was next to the Abbey as well. Bartender, set him up. We're both living next. Where did you go to grade school? I went to St. Patrick's. Oh, my Lord, I went to St. Patrick's. This goes on for a couple of hours. Eventually, these guys are at the end of the bar, and they go to the corner having a few more cocktails. One of the regulars walks into the bar and says to the bartender, Mike, how's it going tonight, Mike? Mike says, nothing special. Really, nothing going on? And bartender says, the Murphy twins are drunk again. It's an old one. Hey, where's your bum thing?
I wish our listeners could see Strew going back and forth, like talking to himself.
He's
Did you notice he was like on the right side of the mic for the one dude and then the left
If that's not an Irish name, if I've ever heard one, John Paul, welcome to Ticket Outdoors. I suppose we owe you some sort of apology for that.
I'm sorry about that.
I don't even know if he's on. Are you there?
Absolutely not.
You are one smart human being.
Lake of the Wood outdoorsman is how you're described. And John Paul, welcome to Ticket Outdoors. What is this, shave the beard? I know you've got, you're famous for the beard. How long has it been since you've had that beard off your face?
Well, I shaved April 1st last year, and that's the last time a razor has touched this this humble man's face, we'll say.
Yep.
My wife wants this beard off more than anything. I love the beard, but at the same time, the shave the beard is for homeless veterans in northern Minnesota.
Yeah.
It's for a great cause. It pleases my wife. So two birds with one stone.
Jean-Paul, do you have children?
We have a dog, Rocky, and all that.
Yeah. There you go.
I have a couple of daughters, and I always sport in a beard. And I remember when they were young, they would be like, Dad, mow the grass. They didn't like it. It was bristly. And so I said, okay, I let them kind of help me. You know, they trimmed it down one time. I did the razor work, and we got all done, and I turned around, and they go, you look like a plucked chicken. I was like, that didn't make me feel better at all. How did this come about? Jean-Paul, when you started growing the beard, did you think to yourself, I'm just going to let it go and we'll do this for charity in about a year? Or did you just get lazy?
You know, this has been planned for a year. It was a year ago that this started. And a good friend of mine, a great friend of mine, Jeff Anderson, Jeff Jiggy Anderson.
Yep.
He noticed that I shaved my beard, and he said, why did you shave that beard and not do something about it? And I mean, And he said, you could have done something with charity. And I said, who on earth would want to do something with my beard for charity? And a great friend of mine who handles a lot of the VFW business in the Duluth, Minnesota area, got in contact with a gentleman who is great friends with my father from International Falls, who handles the International Falls VFW, Terry Randall, great friends of mine, contacted me once I threw them a little bone about this, and they run a homeless halfway house for homeless veterans around the in different spots in northern Minnesota, but this is directly going to the Coochaking County, where I grew up, International Falls, so it means a lot to me, and hopefully we can hit our donation goal, and if we do, my wife wins the homeless veteran. And I get to see my face once again.
All right, John Paul, it's Boomer. How you doing, buddy?
Doing awesome, sir. How are you?
I'm doing awesome, and let's talk a little bit about this beard, and then let's talk for our listeners who just dialed in. We have Jean-Paul Tessier, Fear the Beard. Take a look at that thing right there.
That's a good beard.
That's a manly beard.
I've got beard envy.
You got a beer crush going on there.
Yeah, mine's kind of that white trash Bob Dylan-ish spotty thing. But yeah, he's got the lumberjack.
Yeah, he's got a full Jean-Paul Tessier.
He could be a beard model.
Yes. And for folks that want to see this beard, go to Facebook.com/ Lake of the Woods Outdoorsman, or Google Lake of the Woods Outdoorsman, and you'll find our guest Jean-Paul tonight, who is an iconic figure because of that beard, and he's a professional fishing guide up there at Lake of the Woods. who's completely booked because I was asking him for tips on my sturgeon trip that I'll be going up there the first 2 weeks
of
April.
Tim Moore was up there.
Tim Moore Outdoors TV was up there, too. Jean-Paul, talk to our listeners a little bit before we start talking about fishing. How they can donate to shaving your beard and giving some money to some homeless vets in northern Minnesota.
Well, first thing they can do is go to the Lake of the Woods Outdoorsman Facebook page, which you just mentioned, and go scroll down, I believe, a couple slots, and you will see the Shave the Beard donation, and click on that. You will be directed to the GoFundMe website, and you can make your donation right there. You can share your donation. You can make it anonymously. You can share your name. I hope that many call tonight or get on tonight and share what they have with the people that have shared so much with us.
Yes. So, Jean-Paul, how much are you trying to make with shaving your beard? How much money are you trying to raise for the vets?
$2,500. And I believe that right now we're just over $500 donated. And it would be great to get to that $2,500 once again, because I know Jody would love to see this face underneath. So I know that some warriors that have volunteered to share the rest of their lives for our freedom need our help. And that's what it's all about.
Jean-Paul, let's talk a little bit about fishing now for our folks that just dialed in. We're with Jean-Paul Tessier, Lake of the Woods outdoorsman, professional fishing guide, affiliated with a lot of major companies in the industry, like the folks at Clam. We were up there together for ice shots. Jean-Paul, let's talk about fishing the Rainy River. For our listeners, this is a great spot for early walleye season because that part of the state, you can fish walleyes for the first 2 weeks of April, and you can go after those big sturgeon. Jean-Paul, talk to our listeners about why it is such a special experience and what it's like chasing those walleyes and sturgeon up there on the Rainy.
You know, I'll start off by saying I was a kid, a humble kid born in International Falls that now resides in Bedette, Minnesota. I feel as a French voyageur that has just traveled down the river a little ways and set some roots. And along the way, I picked up a wonderful gal in Birchdale, Minnesota, right on the Rainy River. And now you know why the Rainy River means so much to me. It's been a part of my life since I was a child. Those big walleyes that come in at spawn, those monster sturgeon that you have the opportunity to fight and... You know, I've seen it. I've seen grown men want to hand off the rods and, you know, and the guy has given it back to them because they can't take it anymore. That's a great experience that you get to have in a tremendous fishery environment that we have. Also, you have the opportunity till April 14th to catch those walleyes before they come in and spawn. And if the conditions are right, in which they look that they might be this year with a light runoff, and we've got a little bit of colder weather right now, which is slowing down the runoff, so the water doesn't get too dirty, but yet we still have a little current running in there, which triggers those walleyes to come into the Rainy and spawn. It is it's an incredible time to take a picture. Wrangle a fish, take a picture, smile, and throw him right back in and watch him go off with as much vigor as he came in that boat with.
Hey, Jean-Paul, this is Steve Strusinski, Ticket Outdoors. Thanks for being on the air. I'll tell you what I saw. I've looked at a number of your videos the last couple of days when I knew you were going to be on the air. And frankly, without a beard, you're not a bad-looking guy.
I'll say that... Thanks to my mother, I have some oily skin, and I just have...
And I'll tell you what, is your mother, was she or still is she the real estate agent up in that area?
No.
Was that your wife?
That is my wife, Yes, sir.
She's a very attractive woman, I'll tell you that. You're a very lucky man. Let's get back to the fishing part of it. I looked at a lot of your videos, and maybe 75% or so finished with some kind of a puppet Christian theme. Let's talk about that, why that's so important to you.
Oh, you know what? It's funny that you mention my wife, and she is one talented individual. And those puppet skits and why I put them up, you know, will say, why do you bother with the puppet skits? And then many people will say, it's a great time. We enjoy the lesson. Realistically, those are written right on our dining room table.
Cool, yeah.
My wife, and they apply to the lessons that we have learned throughout that week and the challenges that we've learned and where we found the answers. And that really gives us the opportunity to share our trials and tribulations. And I'll say that Annabelle is truly my wife, and it's a great opportunity to share our lives, regardless if people know it or not. That's us sharing our lives with them.
You know, what's cool about that is that all these videos that you do are all about fishing. Lake of the Woods, you're a guide, have been there for 6 or 7 years as a guide. I don't know, you came back to War Road and whatnot, but people who are interested in the fishing part of it, they want to learn and watch the videos. You're not pushing stuff in their face about the Christianity. If they want to follow up and finish the rest of it, more power to them. But you're not saying, this is for us, it's not for you, and I respect that.
You know, this is who I am. And I'll tell you what, it's who my parents raised, and I'm not ashamed to admit that, you know, sometimes we wander off the path, and I had the opportunity to live my life and fail many a time, but it's through forgiveness, and it has given me the opportunity to, well, say, follow a dream. And it is remarkable on how things have come together with the great people that I've been able to come together with, because I'll say it, I am not worthy. I am just a humble man, such as each and every person that's listening today. But I've been blessed with my dreams as a kid growing up. When I was shooting pucks into the net, I asked to be a professional hockey player and a fishing guide. And you know what? I've been given that opportunity, and I'm thankful that the fishing guide came at the end. So hopefully I can do this. I'm 70 years old.
You are Henry Boucher's clone, right? A hockey player and fishing guide.
Mr. Boucher.
So Jean-Paul, for our listeners out there, talk to them a little bit about why fishing that Rainy River is so special. If you've never been there, I mean, I'm super stoked to get up there and see up there in these first 2 weeks. But explain to our listeners what it's like. I mean, where you launch out of, why the fish are there. And when people talk about combat fishing or playing bumper boats, explain to our listeners what it's like.
Okay. Well, first off and foremost, why everybody hits the Rainy River in the springtime is, and these are the DNR stats and not my own, 6% of the total walleye population in Lake of the Woods, all 1 million acres of it, works its way into the Rainy River annually to spawn.
That's like snagging, isn't it? You can snag Jesus. Those fish. My Lord.
Hey, I'll tell you what, when they're in there and you've got good conditions, it is incredible. And I've had some of the best fishing days I have ever had in my entire life with a few of my friends in the boats in the Rainy River. Last year, my wife, we were setting the hook on fish in 3 to 5 feet of water, and as those walleyes were coming up, they were shaking their heads, and you could see them just coming out. And when you set the hook and you ripped it right out of their lips, well, that jig was coming right out of the water, and some pretty awesome fishing.
So we got 6% of 1 million acres coming through the Rainy River. Keep going, buddy.
All right. Well, I know I'm excited about this stuff, so please be patient.
No.
We've had a passionate show, Jean-Paul. We've had John Mulkenberg, who's in the Minnesota Waterfowl Hall of Fame inductee, Outdoor News Man of the Year here in a couple of weeks. Yep. Jason Homer in talking about St. Jude Children's Hospital. Eric Hottie out in Wisconsin talking about Big Fish. So you're on a passionate show. Let the passion go, man.
Absolutely. Well, what these walleyes are doing is they're working in, and they're working their ways into, we'll say, those sandy, rubbly areas. And I will say 3 to 5 feet of water, possibly even shallower. But in their transit to those locations, they're working their way, and you'll find out where these fish are. You'll see many of boats, and when you talk about combat fishing, you'll see many of boats anchored up in certain locations and areas. Let's not just totally throw everything out the window. When you see individuals, you know, catching fish and they're in a certain area, you don't have to get right up on them, but you know that in that certain depth line, that's the line that they're traveling. So you kind of figure out what depth those people are at or so on and so forth. Or you work yourself. You work yourself into certain depths and test them out. Throw your anchor and you can jig. Me personally, and I've learned this from many a great Rainy River fisherman, I try to work a lot of inside corners, slow water, and I always troll into the water and I pitch my jig out. One thing in the Rainy River when I'm in the springtime, I love to use frozen shiners every single day of the year, but the springtime, I try to find some big rainbows and some big chubs, and I'm pitching those suckers up to the shoreline, and I'm working them back as I'm trolling into the current in certain areas. And don't be afraid to even, if you find a down tree, look for those locations. Any place where it stops the current a little bit, so those walleyes can take a rest, and also look for the shorelines that have a little bit of gravel in them. Those are the shorelines that you're going to want to be fishing.
Hey, Jean-Paul, you talked about Brian Zeff's whole lifestyle right now, talking about big chubbs, but he's getting better at that. One serious question. Tell me how important Bill Doherty was to your life.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Mr. Bill Doherty, my first job I got from my father, and that was at 10 years old when he said, "You need a new pair of hockey gloves? Here, I got some hockey gloves for you." And he brought me in and brought me to the lawnmower and showed me that.
That's a good old man, yeah.
And but at 14 years old, I told my dad that I wanted to work on the lake. And that's what I wanted to do because I wanted to be a fisherman. And as a kid growing up, we got to do it all the time. Well, my father, ironically, got his first job from Mr. Bill Doherty, who was also a hockey player.
Wow.
At City of Minnesota Duluth, and I was an aspiring hockey player, we'll say. And so that was an individual that I had the opportunity to look up to and work with. And we'll say what I thought that I was going to work on the lake. I worked for him for 4 years, and I slowly got onto the lake, we'll say, but here I found out how to sandblast the bottom of houses.
Not much fishing, but working, right?
Yes, but yeah. Your patience and perseverance, if it's something that you truly want to do, it gives you the opportunity. And I remember the first opportunity that I got to go out in the boat, and it was a customer hit a rock, and they needed a new prop put on. Well, here this 15-year-old kid that his father had showed him the lake, he knew his way, and they gave him that opportunity to go out and change that prop. Well, that opportunity gave them a little bit of confidence in this kid, and then more opportunities came, and that's how Bill Doherty really inspired me with the resort business, we'll say, and the houseboat business, and those things are awesome.
You can't put a dollar value on that memory.
So,
not at all. They are Bill Doherty is somebody that when I close my eyes, I see that man. And he was one tough man, I'll tell you that.
So, John Paul, we only got a couple minutes left with you, and we've had some awesome, passionate stories from you about your life, shaving your beard, the money that's going to homeless vets up in northern Minnesota. I know you live up in Baudette. Brian Zepp has already donated, what, $50?
Well, yeah. I just, you know, and we shared it with my 5,000 Facebook friends, and I know we have a lot of vets on there and a lot of people that care about vets, so I think one or two people might step up tonight, I think.
So that's really awesome. But
I just don't want a better looking beard out there than mine.
John Paul, tell our listeners before we let you go here in the next minute how they get in touch with you and book a trip. And for our listeners, he's already got like 80-something trips booked out here in the next 100-something days.
Wow.
And I think he's only got like one or two openings or something crazy like that. So tell our listeners how they get in touch with you to fish with the Lake of the Woods outdoorsman.
Well, to check it out, and if you guys are at all interested and you want to see what I have to offer, I'd say check out lakeofthewoodsoutdoorsman.com.
Okay.
And if you are then interested in one of the experiences that I offer and the adventures that I offer, then you can get a hold of me at lakeofthewoodsoutdoorsman@gmail.com. Shoot me an email, or else my phone number is 218-280-9731, and I can give you my dates that I have available, and we can go from there. And I'll say that 3 years ago, I didn't have this many trips, and it's because of the connections that you make, and it's the opportunities, and it's the fun times that you have in the boat and the repeat trips.
I want to fish with your wife.
Ah, it's true. All right, John Paul, ladies and gentlemen, Lake of the Woods outdoorsman, Fear the Beard, the iconic. Let's get on there and donate some money so we can get to some homeless vets in northern Minnesota. And Zepper, take it home, baby.
John Paul, thanks for sharing your passion with Ticket Outdoors tonight. We really appreciate it. Good luck with the Shave the Beard fundraiser for the local veterans. We'll help out best we can down here. And good luck with the upcoming open water season. We appreciate your time, man.
Well, thank you very much, sir, and as I always sign off, if this is okay with you.
Yeah.
The Woods Outdoorsman signing out from the walleye capital of the world, baby, Lake of the Woods.
Attaboy, JP.
And there he goes. All right, kids, we're going to take it on the road. Next week, we'll be broadcasting down from the Northwest Sports Show at the Minneapolis Convention Center from 7 to 9 down there. I think we'll be easy enough to find, right?
Yes, come 7 find to 9. Us.
Want to follow your basketball bracket but don't want the boss to catch you watching? Tune in to 105 The Ticket on Thursday and Friday for live coverage of the NCAA tournament.
Tyus Jones on the drive, left side baseline, all the way to the rim. We're tied at 81.
Shot blocked by Kaminsky inside.
Three in the left corner is good. Aaron Harrison.
We'll have all the office time games starting Thursday at 11 a.m.
The alley-oop and a two-handed stump by Landon Lucas.
The NCAA National Basketball Championships. Hear your brackets bust on Sports Radio 105 The Ticket.
Safety on the road starts at Mills Fleet Farm. Right now, get a $50 gift card when you buy a set of Roadrunner, Cooper, Uniroyal, Mastercraft, or Starfire tires. Plus, get up to an additional $70 Visa card rebate on select Cooper tires. Need a snack? Dry roasted peanuts are on sale. Two 16-ounce jars, just $3. Power through piles of laundry with Tide Simply Clean or Era 2x Power. Your choice, only $7.88 at Mills Fleet Farm.
Boomer here from The Ticket Outdoors and my friends at Alumacraft Boats, the official boat sponsor of The Ticket Outdoors. Even though the temps are cold, and you guys know I love to talk about ice fishing, right now is an awesome time to buy a new boat because Alumacraft is featuring their annual AlumaCash promotion. Get instant rebates of up to $1,600 to use as a down payment or subtract from the sale price. See your local dealer and find out why Minnesota's Alumacraft is the best deal on the water.
Let me ask you a question. Are you getting enough? I bet you'd love more, right? Well, AdamandEve.com wants to give you more with 10 free gifts. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, a specially selected toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. So what do you have to do to get your 10 free gifts? It's not hard. Just go to AdamandEve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code FREE35 at checkout, and you'll get all 10 free gifts. Go check out adamandeve.com today. Select one item and get 10 free gifts, including free shipping, when you enter offer code FREE35. That's FREE35 at adamandeve.com.
Safety on the road starts at Mills Fleet Farm. Right now, get a $50 gift card when you buy a set of Roadrunner, Cooper, Uniroyal, Mastercraft, or Starfire tires. Plus, get up to an additional $70 Visa card rebate on select Cooper tires. Need a snack? Dry roasted peanuts are on sale. 2 16-ounce jars, just $3. Power through piles of laundry with Tide Simply Clean or Era 2x Power. Your choice, only $7.88 at Mills Fleet Farm. Oh!